Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's already Tuesday, the third day of February 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours. BBC and ABC News reporter, also London Guardian writer, Greg Pallas, investigative journalist, will be joining us in the second hour to talk about how the big billionaire robber barons control both political parties in this country and how they do similar things with the three or four parties that dominate each of the different European countries. And why are they always funding and fomenting unrest? Whether it's George Soros trying to foment race riots in the United States or fomenting destabilization in Ukraine or in Greece, we'll look at it all from the IMF World Bank documents. So that's coming up today with Greg Pallas. Megyn Kelly, Barack Obama, there's a big push. Get your kids vaccinated. They are really pushing it, despite the fact that most of the measles outbreaks out there have been caused by folks that are vaccinated. Rob Dew's done reports showing the actual insert. In fact, Rob Dew, or one of the crew back there, will you guys print me the measles insert where it says can cause measles? I know he shows that in the report, but I want to show it again. That's coming up as well. Plus, Fox News says that the Seahawks threw the Super Bowl for me. I'm not joking. Now it's my fault they lost. I'm also behind the Boston bombing, MSNBC said. But let's go to Leanne McAdoo's report on hidden features in your television.
Christmas is fast approaching. That means millions of people are going to be burning through their savings, lining up just to get their hands on the latest technology, completely oblivious to the fact that they are actually paying to have their private conversations recorded and shared with third parties. Take the new Samsung Smart TV. The amount of data that this thing collects is staggering.
Just say what you want.
Find this action adventure.
It logs where, when, how and for how long you use the TV. It sets tracking cookies and beacons designed to detect when you have viewed particular content or a particular email message. It records the apps you use, the websites you visit, and how you interact with content. And it, of course, has a built-in camera and microphone with facial and voice recognition for your convenience. But Samsung's new global privacy policy for its line of smart TVs comes with a rather ominous warning. Please be aware that if your spoken words include personal or other sensitive information, that information will be among the data that's captured and transmitted to a third party. In other words, don't say anything private in front of your television.
They've been watching us. I can feel it.
Now, writing about the privacy policy for Salon.com, Michael Price writes, I do not doubt that this data is important to providing customized content and convenience, but it's also incredibly personal, constitutionally protected information that should not be for sale to advertisers and should require a warrant for law enforcement to access. There's no need for the FBI to bug your living room. You'll do it yourself. In 2 years' time, the stuff that this Samsung TV can do will be old news.
What's wrong?
Let's say you're having a fight with your spouse in front of your television. Well, that camera and microphone that's been surreptitiously recording all of your private conversations and scanning your body language can now send that information to third-party advertisers so that they can air a perfectly timed commercial suggesting some SSRIs. For them, it's all about targeted advertising. But for the surveillance apparatus, it's about complete information control.
Its primary intention is to transmit data. It receives data from smart appliances, which will be in your home, so that they can, you know, then immediately push back to you what they feel all that right. You need in that moment for advertising.
That's only part of Leanne McAdoo's very important report, Hidden Devices Inside Your Television. When we come back, I have the actual Measles, Mumps, Rubella.
The government.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing in their room.
Take me. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in the community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He came, he saw, he died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, Miss Youth, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this Tuesday, the third day of February, 2015, Global Transmission. Investigative journalist Greg Palast of the London Guardian and the BBC will be joining us, former top federal fraud investigator, to discuss how elites destabilize countries, including trying to create civil unrest, like you've seen them trying to do here in the United States, Ukraine, Greece, and other areas. We have a huge broadcast lined up today, but the first thing I'm going to do is go directly to the measles, mumps, rubella insert by Merck & Co. Inc. This is the most popularly used vaccine in the United States. This is given to children every 2 years on average in the United States. Now, this isn't the fact sheet or the baloney sheet or the Bravo Sierra paper that they'll hand you at the major pharmacies when you ask about them. They'll say safe and effective. They'll have news articles saying no side effects. Ladies and gentlemen, the entire back and most the front is the side effects. Okay? It would take me hours to go over all this, but we're going to cover some of them, including an entire column of death. It says it gives you acute pancreatitis, and then afterwards you get diabetes. Now, I talked to medical doctors, and I've talked to medical doctors at the major children's center here in Austin. I'll just leave it at that. And they said, no, definitely, we are now noticing when we give kids their third round of shots at 18 months, a lot of times they then crash, go into a coma in a week, and they've got diabetes, and then they say it's type 1. They claim it's genetic when the kids all come down with it. Well, it's not genetic. You fried their pancreas. It says it will eat your pancreas in this sheet. Do you understand how frustrating this is? If the average person would just read this like they'd read fantasy football publications, our problems would be over immediately. I mean, do you have any idea how angry I am right now? I mean, this is pointless, okay? You can go to Infowars.com, and we're going to have an article out this afternoon that links to Merck's own website so you can find this. But anybody can get the Merck & Co. Measles, Mumps, Rubella insert that comes with the bottle. Now, again, you don't ever go out and get a vaccine bottle yourself. You go and they pull some out of it and inject you. Please demand this when you go to Walgreens or Costco or Walmart or CVS. Demand this. They'll look at you like you're a two-headed jet pilot from Pluto, because just like if you ask for the vaccine waiver at school, they'll tell you there is no such thing, Mr. Jones or Mrs. Johnson or Mrs. Ramirez or Mr. Chu. And you say, yeah, it's in your drawer right there. By law, you're supposed to give it to me. And they'll say, no, it's not. And then you will be face-to-face with a massive criminal conspiracy. Now, that said, everybody's favorite little non-threatening cutie pie, Megyn Kelly. Fox News puts out a lot of good info on fake global warming, things like that, but only enough to keep their audience. Rupert Murdoch has admitted that in press releases, video press releases we've played here with his top executives going, yes, Fox News does a little bit of that, but we balance it out with our other entertainment lines with a unified message that global warming's real and carbon taxes are needed. And then they play in the video promo we played many times dozens and dozens of clips from cartoons and movies and TV shows put out by News Corp promoting global government carbon taxes. I've got a clip of Megyn Kelly saying, having kids is what's making the earth sick. We need to restrict having kids. That's Megyn Kelly again, reading off a teleprompter. That's in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, when she was just a newsreader at Fox News. People having kids, making the planet worse, making it sick. Megyn Kelly got a clip of that in Endgame 2007. She has come out and said that everybody needs to vaccinate their kids. And Obama is saying it, and they've got Terry Bradshaw on the news saying it. They've got all the usual suspects out there who, I'll bet you my bottom dollar, I don't know doctors that take vaccines, I don't know most nurses that take vaccines, and I don't know rich people that take them. They laugh at you when you say, do you take them? In fact, Dr. Oz famously has a conscience. And Dr. Oz came out and he said, listen, get your kids vaccinated, but by the way, I don't vaccinate mine. My wife won't let me. So it's like when I had that state attorney on, the attorney general's office from Maryland. It's got to be like 10 years ago. And they were announcing on the news, it's the law, it's the law, you got to take vaccines. It was a big national news story, a big hoax that went on for like a week. And then it showed thousands of mainly black people lined up at the courthouse crying, saying, I don't want to take them. They made my brother sick, stuff like that. I would get some of the families on. They had SWAT teams and dogs out there. And I get the state attorney on the day after they did it. And he goes, and I go, you know, there's a waiver. And it's not even the law, but you got to give them a waiver. And he goes, you ought to be a lawyer, Mr. Jones. We had those waivers at the judge's desk. And if somebody asked for them, we'd give it to them. But I said, but nobody knew. And he said, you're right. He started laughing, going, man, you're smart. You ought to join the government. Like, I was smart, so I should join him in screwing people over. And I said, man, I see what you're doing is criminal, keeping this knowledge from people. And I said, let me ask you a question. You vaccinate your children? He said, absolutely not. And he was black, and he was laughing about all these poor black people who might be poor, but they're smarter than the average white yuppie. They don't want to take the shots. They're not stupid, folks. They've already heard about all the secret testing on black people. They're like, I don't think so. By the way, all the studies, fluoride has a double effect on Africans. Lowers a white person's IQ around 10 points. You drink it 2 years. Black people, you might as well give them a lobotomy. And it's a blood-brain barrier issue. It's very, very sad. Fluoride's a lot worse for boys. And then it's black males? Oh, my goodness. Might as well be a death sentence, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you think so many boys get screwed up from the vaccines? We aren't as strong as girls. Boys are more high performance, but we can't take insults like women can. Gunshot wounds, you name it, women are tougher when it comes to surviving. And our men are under massive attack, ladies and gentlemen. But let me just get to the actual Merck document here when we come back from break. But first, let's play Obama saying, just get your vaccine. It's been proven to be safe, when they know there's a multi-billion dollar secret court, the Vaccine Damage Fund, that covers all this up and gags people so they can't warn others. Let's go ahead and go to that clip of Obama.
Do you feel there should be a requirement that parents get their kids vaccinated?
Measles is preventable. I understand that there are families that in some cases are concerned about the effect of vaccinations. The science is, you know, pretty indisputable. We've looked at this again and again. There is every reason to get vaccinated. There aren't reasons to not get vaccinated.
Are you telling parents you should get your kids vaccinated?
You should get your kids vaccinated. It's good for them, but we should be able to get back to the point where measles effectively is not existing
okay.
in this country.
When we come back, I'm going to show you not once, not twice, three times in the Merck insert for the MMR shot, measles shot, mumps and rubella, where it says it will give you measles, including an acute type that will kill you. And then I've got articles right here with mainstream links admitting that the big measles outbreak in California 2 years ago was of vaccinated people. They're spreading measles. I'm going to say it again. They're spreading measles. And if you're not a TV viewer, if you're a radio listener, it's important to go to Infowars.com/show. And this show will re-air 24 hours a day after the live broadcast. You can tell your friends and family to tune in at, you know, 2:20 Central when the first hour is being re-aired, and they can see this Merck insert. Call them up and say, I bet you $100 that the measles, mumps, rubella shot says it gives you the measles, can give you the measles, and says it can kill you. They're going to say, that's not true, safe and effective, and you're going to win $100. Your slack-jawed neighbor or whoever is going to think you're an idiot. They're going to bet you the money, and you know what? They're going to owe you a big steak dinner. I'm telling you right now, folks, this is how you wake these
it's
people
no
up. So Obama tells you, get your vaccines. They've gone from a few dozen to now over 100 they want to force kids to take. And now I've got news articles here in front of me from AP, you name it, where they're saying, hey, let's compare it to drunk drivers who, quote, pose an imminent danger to others because they won't take the shots. Their children are little walking time bombs, basically take their children away from them. The deadly consequences of failing to vaccinate. And they're saying that we're going to make the vaccinated sick when they're the ones actually spreading it. We know the flu shot ends up creating the flu. It's on record. We know the measles shot is creating measles. We know that the polio vaccine in Africa and Asia, in India alone, a few years ago, 64,000 kids got paralyzed. Several thousand died after getting it. And they call it, oh, they're paralyzed now. We don't call it polio. It is polio. And now we've got Megyn Kelly saying, take your shots. They're moving towards forced inoculations. Now, if you're a TV viewer, I'm going to go over this for everybody. Merck & Co., White House Station, New Jersey, 08889 USA. This is the paper insert by law out of a measles, mumps, rubella shot that Rob Dew went and asked for at Walgreens and got. Okay? The news director got this last week. This is the actual insert right here. If you're a radio listener, Infowars.com/show to find the free feed. Let's just look down here in the right-hand corner where the adverse reactions start and basically then goes through on to the other page. Okay? Now, this is where the adverse reactions area begins. The following adverse reactions are listed in decreasing order of severity without regard to casualty within each order of severity in the body system category have been reported during the clinical trials with use of the marketed vaccine or with use of other vaccines containing measles, mumps, and rubella. Body as a whole, pancreatitis. Oh, that's always nice to have pancreatitis. And then you get diabetes. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Atypical measles, fever, headache, dizziness, malaise, irritability. Now, understand, this is where adverse reactions begins in the corner of the front page. You flip it over. Oh, look at the whole back here. Oh, my goodness. An entire back page of what it does to you, including death. Look right here. Death from various, and in some cases, look right here. Digestive system, pancreatitis, diarrhea, vomiting. And it just goes on. Endocrine system, diabetes, see, because it destroys your pancreas. And they say, oh, it's genetic. You know, week after you get the shot, your kid gets pancreatitis, their pancreas is gone. Now they're a diabetic. They tell you, oh, it's type 1, it's genetic. No, they just ate your child's pancreas. They fried it. Had an autoimmune response. So does the brain. That's why your kid has a convulsion. They have blood on the brain. Then they do a CAT scan. There's blood. Oh, you beat your child. They're going to take your child. No, they did it. And it gets into all of the different things it can do to your brain. I mean, you really should go read this. There's just hundreds of them. Look at this. Death. Vaccination with measles, mumps, and rubella vaccinations. And then it goes on to break down death there. And there's a lot of other areas. Let's look down here in the corner, though. This is really important. Stevens-Johnson syndrome. I can't even read most of this. Measles-like rash. And then it goes into swelling and the rest of it. It goes into neurological disorders. So there you go. This can cause measles. And you can pull it up. And we've got some of the articles here that we'll get to after the break, where they admit that outbreaks have been from the measles. That's where local news, though, goes and investigates, finds out, and just admits in a footnote, by the way, these were vaccinated people. It's believed that they got measles from it. Just like it's come out that the Disney workers were vaccinated, and then now they're spreading measles. Just like somebody gets the flu shot in your family, and suddenly everybody gets really bad flu. Let's go out to break with Megyn Kelly. Here's Megyn Kelly saying, get your shots.
What I said was that there has to be a balance, and it depends on what the vaccine is, what the disease type is, and all the rest. And so I didn't say I'm leaving people the option. What I'm saying is that you have to have that balance in considering parental concerns.
That's Chris Christie. We've got another clip when we come back with Megyn Kelly, where she's saying, get your shots. But I will say this about Chris Christie. I actually like him saying there are parental concerns. It needs to be balanced. I bet money he's got somebody in his family brain damage from it. A lot of members of Congress, you know, whose grandsons don't talk after they get the shots, so a lot of folks in Congress speaking out as well. And this has hurt a lot of people. That's why the cover-up is falling apart. Stay with us.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Now, we only played part of that clip going out to break, but you can see the full 2.5 minute clip up on Infowars.com. Fox host on mandatory vaccines, quote, some things require Big Brother. Paul and Christie slam for saying parents should have choice. Well, yeah, we're going to set a precedent where a government caught in thousands of secret lethal tests will be able to force whatever they want into our bodies when they've given the vaccine makers total liability protection in a secret federal court set up in the 1970s. And they play this game of saying that there's no danger, there's no problem. They do the same thing saying Obamacare doesn't have hidden taxes in it. And now they're starting. Or there's no death panels when they're in the bill and now they're operating. Or there's no global government forming. Or there's no spy tech in your phone. They just play this game of lying to you. I just showed you from the Merck insert where it can give you diabetes, it can give you pancreatitis, it can give you all sorts of serious problems. It can give you measles, mumps, and rubella. This is a triple jab. It has three different things in it. It goes on to say, it indicates in research significant central nervous system reactions, such as encephalitis, and it just goes on, occurring within 30 days after vaccinations. and it lists neurological problems in the brain. I mean, it's right here. But when your child has that convulsion, pray they have that brain-damaging convulsion at the hospital or at the clinic, which most of them don't. They usually have them a few hours after. They're out playing the yard. They drop dead sometimes. Or they have the convulsion. Blood runs out their nose. You call the ambulance. Cops pull up. They see a child with their eyes bugging out with a blood on the brain. The paramedics say that they've got blood on the brain. And they say, Mr. Jones or Mrs. Johnson, going to need to go ahead and take you in for questioning. They put handcuffs on you. Because no one's going to say the medical dictatorship did anything wrong. Doesn't matter. It's right here. Now, that said, it's so well known by the police now, because they were compartmentalized, that it, the shaken baby and all of this is really vaccines, that they now ask, was your child just vaccinated? And then no one apologizes that your kid's brain damaged or dead. They at least don't indict you. They at least don't indict you. So when you talk about tyranny, that's a horrible tyranny carried out by the government, but it's done by the hospitals and by the power structure, not by the police. But when the police take part in it, they become accomplices to the crime. And they don't want brain-damaged children. So instead of just calling them criminals and calling them murderers, let's just educate them. And I found that they then understand the truth. Again, I want to win this war against the New World Order, not die in a civil war. I want to fix things, not just hate everybody. The average doctor knows that vaccines can do this, but they'll say, well, we know there's problems, but it outweighs the problems, the benefits. That's the new lie, when the numbers don't even show that. Hygiene by the 20s and 30s and indoor plumbing is when all these diseases plummeted, and then vaccines came in. And then if you look at most of the graphs, the decline slowed and actually went up in some regions of the U.S., Australia, and other areas. Never went back up to pre-industrialization levels. But it bounced back up some. I mean, these are facts. There's an excellent article from naturalnews.com. The 21 points to ask about vaccines. I say that because the printer cut off the actual headline. And it's an excellent article. We'll just put it on screen. I'll give you the actual headline. What should you or should your child avoid getting Verivax? And this is a whole big, thick article, 25 pages of the drug inserts from the vaccines. And it says, do not take aspirin containing products for 6 weeks after getting it. It is rare but possible that once you have the vaccine, you could spread the chickenpox virus to others. And then it goes on. Whenever possible, try to avoid contact with certain groups of people for up to 6 weeks after receiving the vaccine. So they give the Disney workers MMR, chickenpox shots, you name it. They send them in, and then they don't tell you it can spread it. Here is a popular influenza virus vaccine, Flulaval. And it goes on to say that there have been no controlled trials adequately demonstrating a decrease in influenza disease after vaccination. And then it goes on to say that mothers that take Gardasil shouldn't breastfeed their babies because they can give them respiratory illness. And then it just basically goes on to admit that it can cause all sorts of other problems. It's just 25 pages of vaccines basically giving you exactly what they claim that they're fighting. Now, I'm going to do a whole special report on the nightly news tonight, condensing all of this down. But let's go ahead and go to the Megyn Kelly clip where she's attacking Rand Paul, Ron Paul, by extension, and Chris Christie, because they're saying, yeah, it's not a law. You got to take vaccines. They're not joining the bandwagon lying and saying that it's the law. It's a big litmus test for me. Rick Perry famously 8-9 years ago said it's the law to take Merck's Gardasil. And tens of thousands of women and men took their daughters in, their 11 and 12-year-olds, to get it. It doesn't protect you from HPV. The insert says it. It can end up giving you HPV. It can cause autoimmune disorders, and it kills a lot of people. It's banned in Australia. It's banned in Japan. It's banned in India. And Rick Perry did reverse himself and called HPV vaccine mandate a mistake. Well, it was a lie, Governor. But they run this hoax. It's the law. No, there is no law. And they all engage in this big conspiracy because they think it's the right thing to do. And then once it starts killing people, they can never admit, oh my gosh, this is a eugenics program. This is a mass public testing program. No, no, no. There's no admissions of that. It's just make fun of anybody that talks about it and say that we're going to make everybody sick. That's all over the news now. You're going to make me sick. You take a vaccine. In fact, I hardly ever get confronted by people that don't like me. 10, 15 years ago, it happened routinely. The tides turn. People know that we're really covering real issues and that we were trailblazers. But let me tell you the one group now that gets in my face. Before, it'd be somebody rolling down their window or on their motorcycle going, oh, are black helicopters going to get me? That doesn't happen. People will walk up to me in restaurants or at the shopping mall or the grocery store. And they'll say, you, Mr. Jones, are endangering the public not getting vaccines, and you should be put in jail. And I'll say that on camera, and I'll pull my phone out, and they'll run off. I mean, sometimes they get hopping mad and are pumped up in the grocery store, and I'll see somebody looking at me when I'm in the, you know, veggie aisle, and I'm, excuse me? And they're like, yeah, don't think we don't know what you're doing in the medical crisis. Tell people not to get shots. You're going to kill a lot of people. You're going to infect people like me. And I'm just like, but you take the shot. Thought you were protected, bozo. And when I don't back down to them, then they usually just get mad and run off. But they're out there. In fact, I bet money I can say the phones are only open. In fact, I wasn't going to take calls this hour, but they're only open if you disagree and you think that I should be arrested like a drunk driver endangering the public or that we should be forcibly inoculated. David Knight was sitting in Friday and somebody called in saying that. I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And I'm not debating the science of vaccines. I'm not debating that you can get learned immunity artificially and that for 500 years they would take the pus of someone that already had smallpox and that you would want to get it while you were healthy instead of when you were sick so it wouldn't kill you. And you would go and infect yourself or infect your children knowing it could still kill them, but that statistically it was safer to do it and to get sick when you weren't lowered immune system. You usually get stuff like this when you're already sick, already compromised. So you want to get in the fight when you're awake, healthy, and know it's coming down, not when you're asleep, is the analogy. I get it. But you add the West secret testing, not just in Nazi Germany, but the U.S. made the Nazis look tame when it came to secret testing, or Britain, or all these other countries caught doing lethal testing. I mean, do I have to mention Tuskegee and the rest of it again? And that's the tip of the iceberg. Again, I mentioned Tuskegee because everybody knows about Tuskegee, injecting black people for 47 years with syphilis and then having them spread it through the black community nationwide. And now with computer models, they've traced most of the major syphilis outbreaks from the 30s right through to the 70s with those programs. Our government spread HIV in the late 70s in hepatitis shots in New York. That's been partially declassified. Why'd they use gay men? Because they were seen as a good vector, having unprotected sex with hundreds of partners a year. A vector. Then they make a whole cause celeb out of the fact that you have HIV. Like they have a cause celeb now about having breast cancer. It becomes this big pageant about, oh, they have breast cancer. They have HIV. Go give them money. Find a cure. Not find out why they got it. Everyone's getting neurological disorders now. Join a help group. It's fun. So they put into this whole process of, oh, you know, we give the wounded warriors with the head injuries help. We don't not send them to these illegal wars. We just give them the care they need when they get back, which they actually don't give them. They put them on secret death panels, but that's okay. See, they all put it into a sick process. So let's go to Megyn Kelly and O'Reilly criticizing Rand Paul, criticizing Chris Christie. And I got to say, it's the only endearing thing about Chris Christie is that he has always said vaccines are not the law and you should You should read the insert. And I haven't had a chance to talk to Chris Christie. I can't stand him. Anti-gun, open borders guy. But I'll bet you a bottom dollar he's got family hurt by vaccines. My mother almost got killed by a flu shot. My uncle almost died from a tetanus shot. See, there's growing numbers of people that don't want them because they've been through it. Everybody I run into that's got an autistic son, I say, hey, when did this happen? At 18 months, we got him his third round of shots. He had a convulsion in the car. I'll be sitting in a hot tub, you know, at some hotel with my kids and there's an autistic kid there. And I go, oh, hi, how you doing? And I go, hi. Wow, tell me about your son. Oh, well, he's autistic. When did that happen? Well, he was doing great till 18 months. He got that third round of shots and he didn't talk that next morning. He didn't get up and he was in a coma for a week. When he came out of the coma, he's been like this ever since. He's not bothering you, is he? I'm sorry. And the kid's going, bing-dong, bingy, bing-dong, 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 bing-dong. I mean, no, it doesn't bother me. It makes me want to cry. I was in a medical clinic getting my leg looked at a few months ago, and I went through in the wrong waiting room, and it was just a whole room of kids cussing and screaming and going, and you know, and cuss words, and it was just a room full of autistic kids. Boom, you open the door, major op. I mean, just annihilated kids. The Nazis lined people up and just shot them and threw them in a pit. This system, you get to take care of somebody for 30, 40 years. That becomes a grown 6'4" man who wears diapers and screams, I hate you, Dad, over and over and over again. I know a major director who has a son who's autistic. And you'll be on the phone with him and you'll just hear Rando in the background. F you, Dad, 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 just over and over and over again. Another gift from the loving government. And we know, you go get the shot, this happens. It says it in the inserts. They go, oh, it's a hoax, not linked to autism. It says neurological disorders. It says narcolepsy. It says epilepsy. It says it. It says it. It says it. So go ahead and get your 18-month-old daughter, because it hits girls just as bad as boys in the pancreas. Go ahead and go get your vaccine. And then in a couple weeks, because it's going to take a month, like it says here, suddenly your child's passing out. You get them to the hospital. They're going to have type 1 diabetes. They're going to be dying, drowning in sugar. And then they're going to tell you, oh, it's genetic, covering their butts. Because that's the whole cover story. But it's okay because the cute little Pomeranian of the airwaves, Megyn Kelly, says, just we need Big Brother to surveil people. We need to just come on. Joining Obama in the chorus, just take your shots. Just take your shots. Just do it. Let's go to that clip.
This is going to be the next big question for all these presidential candidates, how they feel about mandatory vaccines,
right?
Because of the outbreak that we've seen of measles in this country, a disease that we have a vaccine for. I mean, you will not get the measles if you get the vaccine.
But it's like 13% of kids don't get vaccinated because their parents don't believe in it or whatever.
If they lose this war, they lose everything. Now, Rob did the report last week. I'm going to do an even more expanded one tonight. We're going to show you the articles, the clips where they admit that vaccines are causing the measles. But I just showed you the insert. She said, if you get the shot, you're protected. Obama said the same line. They say, take the flu shot, you're protected. The flu shots never worked. Not one time. That's a fact. But they sit up there with their con game going, you can keep your doctor. Obamacare for the price of a phone bill. Raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. There's no side effects. There's no problems. You take this, you won't get the measles. And she's lying and going, who are these people that are against forced vaccines? They're acting like it's the law. See the con game? Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly are preying on you. And Megyn, I'm going to tell you something. God's going to hurt you bad. Not me. I'm not putting a curse out on you. I'm telling you, this stuff comes back on you. Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly, you guys are smart. You've been sent the literature. I know for a fact people that know, both of you. You know all of this. Bill O'Reilly was anti-vaccine 25 years ago on hard copy. He's really smart. Was it extra? You guys know what you're doing, and the kids are on you. As far as I'm concerned, you're both aiding and abetting murderers. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to come back on you. It's going to come back on you. You're going to pay, and your family's going to pay. God's going to hurt you bad. God, you better get some God fearing right now. You better repent right now. You're aborting kids and torturing them right now with this stuff. Let's hear this witch one more time.
This is going to be the next big question for all these presidential candidates, how they feel about mandatory vaccines,
right?
Because of the outbreak that we've seen of measles in this country, a disease that we have a vaccine for. I mean, you will not get the measles if you get the vaccine.
It's like 13% of kids don't get vaccinated because their parents don't believe in it or whatever.
In defense of those who have not vaccinated their children, they were given bad information years ago by a UK study that came out in 1998.
But now there's good information.
But now there's good information. So, but even in defense of Christie and President Obama, both of whom came out and made somewhat pro-vaccine statements today, they had made sort of more moderated statements 5 years ago. No, but let me say this. 5 years ago, the science wasn't even...
Folks, they run that hoax about Dr. Wakefield. It's been proven. There are other studies that show it too. It's just another lot of.
All the leaves are brown.
All the leaves are brown.
And the sky is gray.
And the sky is gray.
I've been for a while.
You know how frustrated I am? Alex Jones here, back live. I know tens of millions of children, mainly boys, have been brain damaged by the vaccines alone. I know Dr. Wakefield. I know that his study has been confirmed by three others that the government did previous to his. He never recants it. He was never proven in fraud. They just said, all the vaccine stuff's a fraud because Dr. Wakefield's been proven to be a fraud. Wakefield is suing that journal and that reporter that wrote that piece. You don't ever hear about that. Do you hear about the two Merck scientists who were in the FDA who went public? FDA whistleblowers expose vaccines and say that they faked the trials and covered up the damage. That came out last year and barely made it in mainstream news. Merck has some explaining to do over its MMR vaccine claims. Huffington Post. And then it's got the whistleblowers from the CDC, from the FDA, and from Merck. Merck's former doctor predicts that Gardasil will become the greatest medical scandal of all time. Impact Health News. So, see, they're in deep trouble. That's why you're hearing them go, it's a hoax. It never hurts you. There are no side effects. It's all lies. Really? Really, Bill O'Reilly? Really, Megyn Kelly? The MMR shot from Merck says it can kill you and give you diabetes and give you pancreatitis and give you neurological disorders. There's got to be how many paragraphs of adverse reactions? I mean, it's got to be 20 paragraphs of these things. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Look at this. It has the barcode. It's with the drug. I mean, this is from Walgreens. This is it. Megan, stop lying to people. Come on, man. You want their deaths on your hands? I'm telling you, it's going to come back on Megyn Kelly and Bill O'Reilly. It'll be something like they'll take their kid to the hospital and the flesh-eating bacteria will eat them. I mean, I'm telling you, that's how God gets people like you. Repent now, okay? You know you're lying. For heaven's sake, stop it. I just feel a total connection to all these children, all these families, and I can't go to the movies. I can't go out without seeing the autistic children. I have incredible empathy. I start getting tears in my eyes, and then I feel very aggressive. And you know what that's a normal activity. No, these medical tyrants, these Dr. Mengeles are doing this, and the average doctor's compartmentalized and won't admit the facts and lives in la-la land. And then doubles down and tells the news and tells the media and tells the public, it's safe and effective. Yeah, there might be a few side effects if you really push them, but, you know, the benefits outweigh the cost. No, they don't. Because this is a social engineering program by design, like the fluoride, the GMO, all the social engineering, which they now admit. I have the White House science czar admitting fluoride is about social control. It's in Rise and Fall of the Third Reich that won a Pulitzer Prize that they were putting the stuff in the water. The Nazis got it from Stalin when they were allied before the war. Well, during the war, they split Poland together at first. I mean, I just guess I just know too much, like Gnarls Barkley says. Does that make me crazy? Wasn't I didn't know enough, I knew too much. Okay, fine, whatever. Just know you've been warned, and we've got a responsibility to warn others. If I was a father or a mother, I'd be pulling into a Walgreens today or a pharmacy, and I'd say, hey, I want the insert on the MMR shot. You offer them here by law. You're supposed to give it to me. And every bottle has it. They got a whole trash can full of these from all the idiots going in and getting the shots. We're going to go to break. Please support the transmission. Spread the word about the broadcast. They're going to pull the plug on it this afternoon, getting basically half off on PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. The free shipping on the ProPures will end this afternoon on the high-quality water filters, lowest price out there with promo code WATER. You get 10% off. Well, now you get free shipping. That ends today. It's going to end. I extended it. It's going to end today. InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Somebody's got to warn the children.
Visit GCNLive.
Somebody's got to warn the parents.
Today.
I mean, who's going to do it?
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, we're going to play the video clip. You can't make this stuff up. Fox News says 9/11 Truth responsible for Seahawks Super Bowl loss. And yes, Pete Carroll is a 9/11 truther. He just says he likes to be able to see wide spectrum information. That doesn't mean Bush blew up the towers. It means that they bare minimum allowed it to happen and are funding Al-Qaeda worldwide, which has now come out. There was definitely a stand down. Six of the 10 commissioners say that. We're going to be breaking that down and going to Greg Palast as well. But first, here's David Knight's report from the measles outbreak in 2011 that they admit was caused by the vaccine, just like this new outbreak they admit was caused by it. And the insert says you can give people the measles. So we're going to blow this cover up wide open with this David Knight report.
If you've got a French fry that was cooked in some pretty disgusting oils and has silly putty and other preservatives types of things added to it, it's no longer just a potato. And what we can learn from this is that vaccines that have adjuvants like aluminum, that have preservatives like formaldehyde and mercury, are no longer just vaccines. That becomes an important part of the story. And yet, we see this continuing push to try to make vaccines mandatory. In a USA Today article, a contributor, Alex Berezov, says, "Your right to be sick ends where my right to be healthy begins." In other words, he has total contempt for any consent of what they might do to you. He compares unvaccinated persons to drunk drivers who, quote, pose an imminent danger to others, unquote. And he says jail time for parents who turn, quote, their children into little walking time bombs, unquote, is the only way to send a sufficiently strong message about the, quote, deadly consequences of failing to vaccinate children. And this is what the director of the CDC said. He said, what you do for your own kids doesn't just affect your family, it affects other families as well. The more kids who are not vaccinated, the more they put their neighbors' kids at risk as well. I'm sorry, I thought that the vaccine kept them from getting the disease. Think about that admission for a second. The CDC is saying that the kids who have had vaccines are at risk for getting the disease. They're admitting that it's not effective. It's worth noting that in the 2011 measles outbreak in New York, where 88 people contracted measles, the ground zero patient was fully vaccinated, a 22-year-old woman. An analysis of CDC data that you can find at vaxtruth.org, Don Pappel notes that prior to the introduction of the measles vaccine in the 1960s, only 0.015% of measles cases resulted in death. And the percentage of people who die globally from measles today is still very low at 0.00328%. Think about that. That means that you are 99.997% chance of not dying. Now, that's a pretty low risk. Contrast that to Ebola, where you had a 70 to 90% chance that you're going to die if you get that disease. A disease that they did not and still do not exactly know how it's transmitted because so many doctors and nurses are coming down with it, even though they are exercising all the precautions that are supposed to shut down its transmission. So you've got one disease that you have a 99.997% chance you're not going to die, and they're trying to push mandatory vaccines on people. And on the other hand, they step back and tell the public there's nothing to worry about with a disease that has a 90% fatality rate. Roughly 80% of the states across the nation have, since 2002, implemented, in varying degrees, the, quote, Model State Emergency Health Powers Act that was developed by a collaboration of government entities like the CDC and the UN World Health Organization. This grants tremendous powers to states at the expense of personal privacy and individual freedom. It allows forced involuntary quarantines and government-mandated vaccinations during officially declared emergencies. That's the problem. We can't get information, and they don't want our consent. And that's the big issue. It's fundamentally about civil liberties.
And now folks are waking up to the medical tyranny and discovering the plan, so now they do want to make it mandatory.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Greg Palast of ABC News, the London Guardian, the BBC, best-selling multi-time author, former top federal fraud investigator, will be with us for about 50 minutes here today during this hour. We're going to cover some other news items first. But he's the guy that got the secret IMF World Bank documents back in 2002. A transcript of our interview and those documents ended up getting published in hundreds of newspapers around the world. Up until that time, it was one of the biggest stories I ever helped break. I mean, he'd already broken it, but it went viral on this show. And I dedicated a chapter in my book to the IMF riot and how these big robber barons, left, right, it doesn't matter, try to destabilize countries and cause civil unrest that they control. Whether it's Google involved in the Arab Spring or George Soros in Ukraine or Ferguson, they take real problems that are out there but try to exacerbate it. We're going to explain how this destabilization works from the mind on the subject. Sure, we can have Confessions of an Economic Hitman Perkins on. He's a great guy, but he was mid-level hitman in all this. You know, he gets sent in by the military, by the big corporations to make the offers. Then they would come in with destabilization if they didn't take them. Palast has never been on the inside. He's been fighting it the entire time. And so he's going to be breaking that down because we're seeing this happen on a planetary scale. It's kind of like Saudi Arabia will lower oil prices to bankrupt U.S. oil producers and the Russians. Now, that's my view. We'll get Palast expert view on that in a moment. First off, there's a big push that we just covered in the last hour to make vaccines mandatory and to claim that people not being vaccinated are getting other people sick. Well, if you've had the vaccine, you should be protected, right? Well, the Merck insert we showed last hour says that it can give you the measles. And then they admit that these Disney people were vaccinated. And then they admit it's immigrants bringing in these new measles strains. So it's both the things they don't want to look at, open borders and vaccines that are behind this. So just classic, absolutely classic. I'll get Palast's take on that. But first, this article's on Infowars.com by Mikhail Thalen. Fox News 9/11 truther responsible for Seahawks Super Bowl loss. So it's not 9/11 truther responsible for getting him to the Super Bowl. It's just a Pavlovian demonization that, oh, he questions the official story of 9/11 like six of the 10 commissioners do. Senator Graham has said that it was a cover-up and that they stood down. The 28 pages are now known. I've had Congressman Jones on. I've had Army officers on who've seen the documents. I'll just tell you that. We've heard them. And it says NORAD stood down, and the FBI investigations were blocked, and that Saudi Arabia ran the operation. And Bush had that classified. Folks, we've now interviewed two different congressmen and colonels and others that have seen it. The 28 pages are known. They're getting ready to try to release them with a bill. It doesn't mean that, like Wile E. Coyote, as I say, Bush had a plunger and he did it. But Dick Cheney was involved, according to Transportation Secretary Panetta, ordering a stand down in the bunker that day. The plane's 50 miles out, 25 miles out, 10 miles out, 5. Does the order still stand? Yes, the order still stands. And who, a month before, took the shoot down power from NORAD and gave it to the vice president? His name's Dick Cheney. So that's a fact. And it's not fun to go up against these people. It's not fun to tell the truth about this, but it's got to be done. Just like Cy Hirsch, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner. He's a listener of the show. We've sent emails back to each other over the years, but he always cops out coming on. came out and said the Bin Laden raid's 100% fake after we had reported it. And he also came out and said that 9/11 is, you know, not what they say, basically, to a certain extent. And he's come out and said that the Navy SEALs were charged with blowing up a U.S. ship the last year of Bush's administration to blame it on the Iranians in the Strait of Hormuz. And they said no. False flags are done, historically. The Maine, the Gulf of Tonkin, to get us into Vietnam. So to question it is not a bad thing. Okay, and Fox News boils it down that Alex Jones says the firefighters blew up the towers. I never said that. This is the games they play. Oh, because he's a 9/11 truther, he jinxed the game and made a bad play. No, he made a ballsy play that if he'd have made that catch, then they'd have called him the greatest coach in history. No guts, no glory. So it's the guts that got him there. And I don't get into either side. Quite frankly, it's all mind control to begin with. It's all a distraction. I'll get Greg Powell's take on that as well. But here's Fox News in a Pavlovian way saying, yeah, he wanted to lose his job, as if he'll lose his job for taking him to the Super Bowl repeatedly and winning the Super Bowl, as if Pete Carroll is a loser now and he lost the game because he's a 9/11 truther because he wants to go to work for Alex Jones and InfoWars. This is what Greg Gutless, Gutler, whatever his name is, Greg Gutless had to say, sniping at us because they fear us. Because they know we'll tell the truth. Let's go to this clip.
Okay, when you see a play that was so deliberately self-destructive, the only thing you could conclude is that it was an inside job. And after all, the coach, Coach Pete Carroll, is a 9/11 truther. He believes the government had something to do with what happened that it ended up in the deaths of what, almost 3,000 people. So I believe that this is an inside job. But now I have to wonder, why did Pete Carroll throw the game? And it's in order to lose his job so he can go work for Alex Jones.
And by the way, folks, they absolutely hate the fact that we have 20 million views or listeners every week. I mean, it's now about 20 million. I was saying 18 million. It's about 20 million on an average week. You know how freaked out they are by us having 600,000 people download the podcast and growing? How upset they are on one YouTube channel. We get a couple million views a day. How upset they are that we're on over 170 affiliates, some of them huge in big cities, but everyone's precious, that we've got billboards all over the country. That they know full well that a bunch of movie producers want to put me in movies playing myself. They can see the zeitgeist that InfoWars has been riding for about a decade. And they know I'm fearless. They know I'm real. They know they're going to have to kill me to shut me up. They don't like the prospects of that. So they want to kill my name. And they just call me. Bill O'Reilly goes, there's a lot of sexual predators using Facebook to stalk women. How do we stop this hate? And they cut to an image of me yelling. Nothing to do with women. So, Alex makes you lose a Super Bowl. Alex wants to rape the women. Alex is behind the Boston bombing, MSNBC. They're out to get us, folks, because we're over the target. Now, I don't want to talk about myself all day, but I wanted to get Greg Palast, media analyst, London Guardian, BBC, the whole nine yards, true investigative journalist in the Mickey Spillane vein. I've thrown a lot out there. I want to get into robber barons. I want to get into his new book. I want to get into destabilization programs, Ukraine, the Middle East. But Greg, I mean, ISIS, I know we've argued about pure inside job versus, you know, let it happen or whatever. So you're kind of on the other side of this. But should I be demonized for pointing out our government created Al-Qaeda, helped fund ISIS? I mean, that's mainstream news, Greg. What is your view on the evidence coming out of the 28 pages that there was a stand down, that the Saudi Arabians were quarterbacking the operation?
Well, two things. I admit I haven't seen the 28 pages. Why don't you send it to me, Alex, and I'll take a look. Obviously, we have different views on 9/11. But, you know, I already got in super hot water when I put at the top of the BBC Nightly News worldwide that, you know, the Bush family was connected to the Bin Ladens and the FBI was told to stand down on investigations.
You broke that.
Yeah. And Michael Moore kind of repeated but got it a bit wrong. But the important thing was what we put on BBC was that U.S. agents, several U.S. agents told us point blank, you don't touch the Bin Laden family. It's a career killer. We had a document that says from that was slipped to us by FBI agents that said, you know, eyes only. So, you know, it was just like a bad Mickey Spillane scene, you know, eyes only, top secret.
Yeah, what was the name of that document, Bush's and Bin Laden's? Because that's in your book. It made international news.
Yeah, and the thing was that they said, but of course, a lot of it is just, you know, I don't know what they knew, but they were, you know, it was going to be an embarrassment to our government. And, you know, once again, I see our flags in America at half mast for King Abdullah, who is, you know, of Saudi Arabia. Let's remember, while we're talking about bringing democracy in the world, that King Abdullah is nothing but a dictator in a bathrobe. They call him a king, but that's...
Well, I mean, it's well known that Saudi Arabia has been behind the takeover in Syria and behind al-Qaeda in Syria, and ISIS, you know, they're arming them while claiming they're fighting them. But, I mean, clearly Saudi Arabia is exporting terrorism around the world.
Yeah, I mean, one of the plans of Saudi Arabia was to somewhat, because remember that some of the fundamentalists grabbed the Kaaba, which is the central point in Mecca. And that could have led to the overthrow of the current House of Saud. So they kind of cut a deal with these guys. You stay, you leave us in charge of Saudi Arabia and the oil kingdom, and you go out and do whatever you want. Here's a few million bucks to go, you know, play with explosives in the rest of the world.
That's right. So they exported their revolution.
Right. They exported the fundamentalist freaks. I mean, not that you have to understand. Wahhabism is, you know, is severe. It's a kind of fascistic version of Islam. It's, you know,
it's mind controlled.
Yeah. And it's well, it's also controlled by whip, controlled by sword, you know, controlled by beatings, controlled by prisons. It's not just the mind that's being seized there.
Now, why don't we see more of these big feminist groups criticizing Wahhabism and the sheiks that Obama's bowing to? Instead, you know, they're saying, oh, sorry, you had a boy in the Super Bowl, and, you know, guys being good at sports makes girls feel bad. I mean, they just want to whip American men into subservience. I see them as their own modern form of fascism. I wish the feminist would go after the Saudis.
Well, I think that that's important. I don't, you know, you and I may have some disagreements, but I'll tell you this. The Saudis, we keep being told that they're our friends. Well, your friends don't send money to people who are trying to kill you. Okay. That's not what I call a friend. I mean, you have that's a different idea than my idea of friendship. Yes. What the elite means by friendship is that James Baker and his law firm are counsel to the House of Saud. It means that people like Vernon Jordan are on the Saudi payroll. So it's Democrats, Republicans, all one little happy club being greased by the Saudis. And you know, by the way, Governor Chris Christie spent 3 days being feted by the House of Saud, where they brought in Bono to greet Governor Christie, all at the king's behest. And by the way, that was only possible because Chris Christie waived the ethics rules for the state of New Jersey officials, exempting himself from the ethics rules, which would bar him from taking these gimmies from the king of Saudi Arabia. His entire family, in-laws, everyone, a whole retinue is flown over to Saudi Arabia to party, to go to three parties with the king, and they had a special deal in the desert. But I'm not picking on Christie for alone. This is how the entire elite is operating. It's very, very dangerous, and it's giving these guys a pass. I saw that with the FBI documents. The, you know, the Sauds are supposed to be our buddies, so don't look at anything that might suggest trouble. It was a stand down on the investigation.
That's right. I forget the name of that stand down order. I can see it in my mind right now. It's a photocopy of the actual document.
Yeah, it's the I-99 document. It says, you know, like I said, it says you can see it in my book, The Best Democracy Money Can
Buy. That's right. Guys, Google I-99 FBI document, Greg Palast, and we can put it on screen for TV viewers. Radio listeners can search that of themselves. Now, I want to shift gears into why you originally came on, coming up here in a few minutes. But what is your view, speaking of the Saudis, on what's behind the plummeting oil prices? I mean, I know you've got all the big contacts. You heard me basically say it's a way to shut down the smaller oil producers here and at the same time shut down and bankrupt the Russians. Or do you have another angle on what's really going on?
You got it in one, Alex. Well, you know, here's the funny thing, or the sad thing, sick thing, is in my book, Armed Madhouse, and I, where you have George Bush what was then Prince Abdullah scooting around the Bush ranch in a golf cart, some cowboy, right? So the pretend cowboys are out there in their golf cart on the ranch. And just before the 2004 election, the price of oil went from $110 a barrel to $20 a barrel in a couple of weeks, just before the election, helping Bush. Who knows what was said in the golf cart? Now we, and I said, every 10 years, the Saudis deliberately drop the price of oil to wipe out all competition, whether it's solar, whether it's tar sands, whether it's small-time frackers, whether and 20 years ago was to knock out the Russians, of course, for fighting fanatic Islam. And so now they're doing it again. I said that they do it every 10 years, and I was wrong, Alex. I was off by 1 month. Instead of October 2014, which I predicted 8 years ago, it was November 2000.
You did. I read that in your book, and you said that on air.
Right there, it's right there printed in the book, which was published in 2006. I said, 2014, October, you're going to see it again. I was wrong by 1 month. You know, so you're right. They're doing it. They want to wipe out right now. They want to punish the Russians, who are, for whatever else you might think of the Russians, they're pretty darn steadfast against the rise of fanatic forms of Islam. They clearly are very unhappy with fracking in America, and they want to knock it out. We're not talking about the stuff environmentalists care about, the gas fracking. They're talking about South Dakota, where the fracking is flooding the market. They want to wipe out the tar sands guys, and even more. There's always been tension with Venezuela, and if the price of oil stayed above $110 a barrel, you are going to see Venezuela open up those heavy oil fields that it has. But no one's going to touch those heavy oil fields when the price of oil is below $50 a barrel. It costs about $60.
For folks who don't know, they've got oil that has to be processed a lot, and the Saudis have that sweet crude that gets turned into gasoline really, really quick. That's why that Saudi oil is king.
Saudi oil is king because it's $4 a barrel to pull up versus $40 a barrel for tar sands, or $50 a barrel for tar sands, and $40 a barrel for heavy oil out of Venezuela. And so they're going to keep the Venezuelans off the market. If you look at, by the way, go to OPEC's website. Saudi Arabia is not listed as the world's largest oil reserve. Venezuela is, and it's listed as having three times the reserves of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia says, you may have the reserves, but you ain't taking it out of the ground, sucker, not at this price. So it was Sheikh Yamani himself, who Sheikh Yamani is the ambassador to OPEC, the oil cartel, for Saudi Arabia. And as he says, the Stone Age didn't end when people ran out of stones. He says the oil age won't end when people run out of oil. It's when they have another source other than our stuff. So he says that's how he explained the last time he dumped the price of oil. And 20 years ago, went down to $10 a barrel.
Well, here's the big question. Will they be successful?
Yeah. Will the Saudis be successful? Because remember, and also when we say the Saudis, we mean their whole crew. We mean their whole crew of James Baker, who also represents ExxonMobil Corporation and the rest. The oil majors are not unhappy with this. Yeah, they'll take a hit for a year or two. What do they care? It knocks out all their competitors.
Sure, they're all involved in it as well.
Yeah, I mean, they benefit from OPEC. Remember, OPEC is by any measure an absolute illegal cartel. It's a criminal. It's a violation of U.S. criminal law to have a combination to raise or control the quantity or price of any commodity. It is a go-to-jail crime. And yet we have our presidents kissing Abdullah's camel on the cheek. Our flags are at half-mast. What's that all about? I saw that in London, too.
Oh, my gosh. I noticed that here and didn't even do a story. I was at a courthouse doing a piece for a movie, and I noticed they were at half-mast. Is that why they're at half-mast?
Yeah, for this dictator in a bathroom, for King Abdullah.
You're joking, right?
No, and that's why...
Wait a minute. U.S. flags are at half-mast for him still? How about we just permanently take him down because he died? Just worship him.
Well, I mean, the worst thing is that Tony Blair used to put his zipper down at half-mast for King Abdullah. You know, and this is the problem that we do have. You know, I mean, so what's happening is that when we say the Saudis, it's really the whole combine of this elite, because it means they're the Saudi consigliere, James Baker, who was our Secretary of State. Well, he was as much Saudi Secretary of State as our Secretary of State. The same crew. And again, it's Democrats and Republicans. There's no there's a bipartisan love affair. And when I go to England, you see the Tories and you see Tony Blair. In fact, there was the House of Saud, by the way, don't just take their easy squeezy through the oil. There was over $200 million paid to the House of Saud in a bribe by BAE, the British aerospace company. $200 million bribe. And when the prosecutors in Britain wanted to start arresting members of the House of Saud, the government stepped in and said, no, you can't do that. This is a national security matter. Bribery becomes a national security matter. This is so over.
What happens when it's so institutionalized that these mega billionaires can steal Greek islands because Greece bailed out that banker's debt? I mean, how far does this go? And then that leads us into the next big subject and why I wanted to have you here. George Soros, you name it, involved in Ukraine. And then you've got Soros that came out, $33 million trying to stir up street demonstrations with the black youth being killed. And I'm not saying that's a good thing they're being killed, but clearly, if he's involved in something, it's for a larger reason. What do you see happening there? Tie it into the IMF shock doctrine, the 100-point-plus plan, where they talk about the IMF riot.
Okay, that's a lot, Alex. Let's start with the riot, okay? Let's talk about insiders. This started when I was interviewing. So I'm an economist by training. Actually, I was a student of Milton Friedman, a very, the ultimate right-wing Nobel Prize-winning economist, Mr. Free Market. But I started smelling a rat listening to my dear professor. But I got to know a lot of the insiders. And one of them was Joe Stiglitz, who was the Joseph Stiglitz, who's just, by the way, a couple years ago, won the Nobel Prize himself in economics.
He's won it twice.
Yeah, and this guy, the Nobel Prize winner in economics, Joe Stiglitz, I had a discussion with him just before he got the prize in Britain. We were both actually teaching some economics courses. And on television and on tape, I interviewed him, and I showed him the inside documents. Because I get, I'm an old-fashioned investigative reporter, for those who know Greg Palast, the old gumshoe, like you say, Columbo style. And I got these inside documents from the IMF and the World Bank, and I said, Dr. Stiglitz, it looks to me, from reading these documents, these inside documents from the IMF and the World Bank, that they're actually planning riots, which would give them the excuse to then seize control of an economy.
Stay there. We're going to come back with these documents straight ahead with Greg Palast, investigative journalist, economist, to understand why they're trying to stir up global crises right now and what that means is coming next. This is Key Intel. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central.
And when
we're here
there,
live, back Sundays,
there,
live 4 to 6 p.m. And don't forget weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. With the Focus, 30-minute InfoWars nightly news with the InfoWars team of Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, David Knight, and all the other great reporters like Joe Biggs and Darren McBreen and all the investigative journalists around them and all the crew and you, the supporters that make it possible. I want to salute and thank all of you. It is an incredible blessing to have been able to build InfoWars.com and to bring in all these journalists, accomplished journalists, researchers, and to be having such a big effect and really just trying to find the truth, trying to be honest, telling the truth no matter how painful it is. Because it's the truth that's going to set us free, as the Bible says. Before we go back to Greg Palast, think about the guests you hear here. The whistleblowers, the intel, the CBS reporter that blew the whistle, whistleblowers of Fukushima, William Binney, number two or number three, depending on how you look at it, number four at the NSA, the director of major operations, exposing everything here on air. But we'll also take an article out of Time Magazine that nobody's covering and go, look, whistleblower claims CDC covered up data showing vaccine autism link. We're a clearinghouse of the stuff the system hopes gets lost in the cracks. And that's why it's important to remember that when you tell friends and family about the radio show, when you send a link to a YouTube video or to the free podcast or Infowars.com/show to the free video feed, when you reach out more people, that's the power of humanity that the globalists can't trump. And when you go to Infowarsstore.com and get the Made in America long sleeve, modern camo, Molon Labe, come and take it shirts, belt buckles, things like that, you get to meet like-minded people, have really good-looking Made in America high-quality products, and fund this operation. More of the camo shirts that keep selling out. We can't get enough of these. I'm trying to get these for months. We only get 300 and something Made in America long-sleeve Molon Labe. We should be selling them for $50. They're $26.95. And they're going to sell out. And I looked at Weldon and I said, I guess we'll get something from Ecuador or Mexico. You know, at least it funds people in this hemisphere. I mean, I cannot get American made in the stuff people want. I mean, that's how screwed up this country is. But it's still Made in America. Everything in the Made in 1776 line at madein1776.com. It costs us like $10 a shirt instead of $2 in Mexico to bring you this shirt. Anyways, the point is they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. This, it was supposed to end this morning, but customarily they like to give me a few extra days to promote stuff. If you haven't gotten the super high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com, the Nation Iodine, the X2, the Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, the Super Metal, Super Female Vitality, there's some specials going on that. You can get 10% off with promo code WATER on all the water filtration systems. We've got the best stuff that's out there for the price. The Pro Pure G2, the Clearly Filtered, other great brands. 10% off. You can always get 10% off, but the free shipping ends today. In fact, I'm going to go in there and tell them after the show, look, I know they're in there listening. End it at 2 o'clock. In fact, it's going to end in an hour and 20 minutes. Hour and 23 minutes, it's going to end. Boom, it's over. You want the free shipping and to stop drinking all the glyphosate and garbage in the water. You're crazy if you don't filter your water for your children. And the comparable filters they sell at stores, just clean out the bad taste and don't remove down to non-detectable levels the fluoride, the chlorine, all, you know, all the garbage like these G2 systems do. And they either remove it all or 99%+. I mean, there's hundreds of chemicals out there, but the point is they can reduce it almost down to nothing. It's the best gravity-fed system out there, and this is the last day it will end today as well. In fact, I'm going to tell them at 2 o'clock to take it down. You can get a set of $54.95 for a year of the nightly news and all the films at PrisonPlanet.tv. It is basically half off right now. 20 people can use each membership, so it comes down to 12 cents per person a day, $2.50 a month, $29.95 a year, set of $54.95, and you are funding this Tip of the Spear news operation. Again, it is so essential. I want to thank you all for your help. When you get the highest quality nutraceuticals at very competitive prices, you can get two bottles of X2, get a free bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Boost. It's simply amazing. Myself and my children are taking it. We haven't gotten sick yet. Cross our fingers, knock on wood. The things that are in it are known to boost immunity. And then they come right out and admit the flu shot has never been guessed the right mutation, lowers your immunity, it does not help you. I mean, that's even in mainstream news now. It's just crazy how sunlight and vitamin C is what you need. Now, I'm ranting. Going back to Greg Palast of gregpalast.com, we'll tell you about his newest book in a moment. And I want to open the phones up if you've got any quick questions or comments about different scandals, back to SNL that he investigated for the feds, right through to current derivatives. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Your chance to talk to economist, investigative journalist, Greg Palast of gregpalast.com. Now, Greg, I'm asking the questions here, and I want you to get to the IMF riot document, finish up with that, tied into current things that are happening. Then I want to give you the floor to talk about the biggest scandals that haven't really broken yet and things that you're hot on the heels of, because you have a history here joining us for, I guess, about 15 years or longer of really dropping bombshells on this show. So get into the IMF riot, current destabilization, and then you've got the floor, Greg Palast.
Okay. Well, the first thing is the IMF riot. Basically, we've got inside documents which suggested that the IMF and the World Bank were actually secretly telling finance ministers, if we're going to crack down on the workers in your economy, take away their pensions, et cetera, first we need a shakeup. And what we do is we squeeze and we need a riot, basically. And I went to Joe Stiglitz, who had been the chief economist of the World Bank. He'd also been a member of the president's cabinet under Clinton as chief of the Council of Economic Advisors. But, you know, once you get a Nobel Prize, you're kind of a free person. You can now open your mouth and you're kind of safe. So I said, Dr. Stiglitz, it looks like they're planning riots. And he said, yes. This is a quote. We called those the IMF riots. He said, we just squeezed. The plan was you squeeze and squeeze until people explode. When they explode, then you can bring the tanks into the street. That's what we're seeing now with the game being played with the nation of Greece and all over the southern tier nations of the European Union, like Portugal, Spain, Italy, and even though it's not southern, is Ireland. What's happened in Greece is that when they became part of the euro, there was a con game going on. When you become part of the euro, you can't have more than a 3% deficit. So the Greek government, to hide their deficit, cut a deal with Goldman Sachs to make phony currency swap exchanges. The Greek government paid Goldman about $400 million for running this scam, which we uncovered. They never denied it. That's absolutely what happened. The government says, I'm correct. big deal. They did it. They got caught. And then the creditors said, okay, we're going to raise your interest rate because you've been lying. So suddenly they're paying. People in Greece are now stuck with about $14,000 per person in interest payments per year. That's almost what their entire salary. So it became impossible. They're now down to more than 25% unemployment, which is a bit higher than what we had in America in the Great Depression. People's wages are down by a third. Their pensions have been cut in half by the leaders of the Eurozone, the European Central Bank, controlled by the German finance minister, a guy named Schäuble. And so you're talking about a situation that's worse than the Great Depression. But unlike the Great Depression, where we had a president, Franklin Roosevelt, agree with him or not, he said, this has got to end, and started putting people back to work and ending that Great Depression, obviously ultimately ended by a war. But in Greece, the Germans are saying, and the rulers of the Eurozone, the bankers ruling the Eurozone are saying, 25% unemployment, your wages is cut by a third, your pension's cut in half. That's not enough. You need more. You've got to, they call it reform. What it is punishment. And they kept squeezing people. You have teachers hunting through garbage cans to eat.
And people dumping their children off at the hospitals.
Right.
I mean, I go back to the founding of the EU. I've seen the different documents and statements. They founded it as a way to economically take over countries. And so with IMF and World Bank money, the third world, they say, here's the loan agreement, the things you have to do, and it's go into debt. It's buy your products from the very globalists that just loaned you the fiat money, and then basically the leaders walk off with a payoff and then hand the country over to them, and then all the globalists fly in and they've depressed your economy and buy it up, correct?
Yes. Well, let me just get to this, because what happened was people were squeezed, so there were, and they got what they wanted. They got the riot. A bank was burnt down with a couple people burnt to death inside. And suddenly the people, because of the riots, suddenly the tanks hit the streets, and European banking system took over Greece. Basically, it was a kind of financial coup d'etat. And they started dictating further cuts in wages. You have to sell off your properties. They're selling off their biggest port to the Chinese. They are selling off the big power company. They sold off the water systems. And then now they're selling off the beaches and everything that is or isn't nailed down in Greece is being sold off for nothing, for peanuts, to supposedly pay off these debts. They call it reform. It's grand theft. And that's the game. And when I talked to Stiglitz himself about this, he says, yes, that's what they're doing. And his phrase, this is a quote. They don't care if people live or die. They don't care if people live or die. That's a quote from the guy who was the chief economist of the game. Okay, but now he's free because he's got his Nobel Prize and he feels he could speak out. He was, I have to tell you that when I quoted him and put his stuff on television, he was at first upset because he was worried, as he was hoping maybe he'd be brought back into the mainstream but no way. And, he had been fired by the globalists as chief economist of the World Bank because he hadn't he had raised internal objections to some of this disastrous activity, literally generating riots so you can take over a nation's finances and take away all their capital, all their products, And the ultimate thing they're trying to take with from Greece, too, is Greece has a lot of offshore natural gas. And that was one of the things that they insisted on seizing, which is why it's also goes into Cypriot territory, why they bankrupted Cyprus. They want that gas, too. And how do you get it cheap instead of having to pay full price? Well, you seize the nation and the gas comes along with it. So you did have these riots. And now this year, finally, after the nation of Greece had everything sucked, the nation was sucked dry, the people stood up last week and voted for a new party, a revolutionary party, supposedly, called Syriza, headed by a guy named Alexis Tsipras. And I had an article about the election that was put on the front page of the big Sunday paper in Greece. Because I said, I like, you know, it's very nice that you have a guy standing up to the Germans and the big bankers. But on the other hand, he's saying he wants to stay within the Eurozone. He wants to keep the Euro. I said, that's like saying I want to cure my leprosy, but I don't want to leave the leper colony. You know, that's the problem. The Euro is, in fact, was an instrument of destruction. And I know that because the guy that invented the Euro is another economist named Robert Mundell in Columbia, University of New York. And he told me, point blank, that the purpose of the Euro was to destroy the powers of governments, of working people, of labor unions, cut pensions, cut rules. And, you know, this he was like the big advisor to Reagan and Thatcher on cutting the power of working people in the economy. He told me that point blank. I have him quoted. I have it on tape. But the entire purpose of the Euro is to take away control of an economy from the public, from the parliaments and congresses, and it would only be the economies, your budgets, your exchange rates, the money supply, all these things, every detail of your economy and your government would be taken out of the hands of the electorates of these nations. He's told me that directly. I've got it on tape. I've published it, and you know, he's not taking it back. But that's how the Euro came about, and so with Greece and the Euro, they didn't stand a chance. In fact, the German finance minister after the election said, and this is a quote worth remembering, a good quote worth remembering. The German finance minister said, elections don't mean anything. And believe me, that applies not just to Greece, but to the United States, to England, to Italy, to Spain. Elections don't mean anything. That's the key. You know, once in a while they get arrogant and they tell you what they really mean.
Well, this is the essence of the private global corporate government. And the worst part about it is they don't like free market. They like monopolies. So they're promoting a type of real low-level socialism of just subsistence socialism that they're then exempt from and basically tax exempt from, just like the France's Socialist Party with all these Swiss bank accounts. And it really is just a new above the law class of royalty, just like the Saudis are just some thugs, still the second generation in power. North Korea is a third generation. Pretty soon they'll be like the Queen of England, tax exempt, owning oil companies above the law because she's, 20th generation or whatever. And then you've got Stiglitz in an article just a few months ago saying the Federal Reserve is tyrannical. We had that on screen earlier. And you've got Rolling Stone saying everything is fixed in LIBOR. So it's not just Greg Palast, the economist, saying this 20 years ago, or Ron Paul saying it 30 years ago, or Alex Jones saying it 20 years ago. Now, as you were saying, it's just out in the open. And it's not like these bankers took over through economic competition. They took over by getting governments to accept giving them unlimited currency and credit through things like the Federal Reserve. And then now they're waging a war against grassroots prosperity. Even pushing how we need to live under austerity and how it's liberal and trendy to be poor. And Obama's telling Africans they can't have a car or air conditioning. He's not saying you need to have clean cars and air conditioning, which they're developing or have. No, just you don't have it. Now I'm going to get back on this jumbo jet. I mean, it really shows that these are eugenicists. These are a ruling elite that manage us like a herd of animals. And now the space is getting bigger between the haves and the have-nots. And then they say, okay, give us $100 trillion. Davos has been calling for that for 5 years. They just called for it again last week. Soros just says, no, $90 trillion will do over the next decade, and we'll fix everything by loaning that money to people, well, that they'll then control. And then meanwhile, he's involved, Soros, running around trying to stir up, you know, civil unrest here, admitting it, and trying to do it in Ukraine. What do you think he's doing? Because, again, they create the inequity, then they say, give us more power or it will all blow up.
Well, I haven't followed Soros. I wish I could give you the information on that, but he's not in my... I've been doing other investigations right now. I've actually been staying out of the Ukraine story because it's for me, it's just...
a quagmire.
And a photographer went there. But you know what's happening is that when you say people who are outside the law...
Stay there. I want to come back and get your take on this destabilization and keep you a little bit the next hour if you can do, because I'm going to take some phone calls from Ellen Ladd, Frank Terry, and others, Trey and others that are holding patiently. Again, I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. The enemy does not want those websites getting out, folks. Spread them far and wide.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back.
New article and video up at InfoWars.com. Libs,
girl, your memory
really means fascist, trash Senator Rand Paul for daring to have an opinion about vaccination. We're going to play that clip. We've got the police bursting in on an 11-year-old girl's bedroom, pushing her to the floor at gunpoint. That was responding to a false burglary report. Islamic State continues destruction of antiquities in Iraq. Bitcoin elites plan secret confab Bilderberg-style meeting. Fox host on mandatory vaccines. Some things require Big Brother. That and more is coming up. I have a bunch of economic news. I want to go to your phone calls in this segment and the next for Greg Palast of GregPalast.com. But, Greg, you got cut off by the break. You were getting into this inequity. And Davos basically saying, you know, we need to have global taxation to redistribute wealth. These ultra-rich are always calling for higher taxes, but on the middle class, and then they get the money in banker bailouts. So they use the problem they've created to push for more of the same, Greg?
Yeah, I mean, don't forget that when Obama was running for re-election, he said that he wanted to get rid of what is a special billionaire's tax break. Why don't billionaires pay taxes? There's something called the carried interest loophole, and it only applies to investment bankers like Mitt Romney and Soros and the rest of the banker elite. They're the only guys that can benefit from that, and it basically cuts out almost all their taxes. And so Obama promised he was going to get rid of this gimme to the billionaires when he put forward his tax proposals. Was completely forgotten, and just shows you that, you know, in other words, come on, we know who pays the taxes, and if a rich guy doesn't pay the tax, you're paying it, someone's paying it, you know, that we have forces in Iraq, and we have forces especially in Afghanistan, all over the world, someone's picking up the tab, and it ain't the guys who are being protected by those forces, it's you, it's the families.
That's right.
Who are there.
Let's go ahead and go to a phone call. Let's talk to Ladd in Texas. You're on the air with Greg Palast.
Okay, can you guys hear me fine?
Sure.
Hey, Ladd, yeah.
Okay, great. Great to be back on the show, Alex. Awesome job. And, Greg, I got a couple of questions for you, and at the end, I got a lead for you, Alex, for a story, but that's after. But, Greg, here's my questions. I know you already covered when this is possibly going to hit in the U.S., but one thing I wanted to find out, what is the best business to be in to survive this mess? If we're going to stay here in the U.S., that's question number one. And last question, if we're really not going to survive this mess here in the U.S., then my thought is, just like Alex mentioned the other day, although I really don't want to move from this country, I'm thinking about my wife and kids. Is moving to another country like New Zealand really going to be a true solution?
Well, that's a good question. Why are so many of the elites running to New Zealand?
Yeah, I mean, well, I would say... If you want a good, safe job, either become a butler or concubine to a billionaire. They do pretty well. Trophy wives are doing well. Let's see. I just had Wilbur Ross is, I think, on his sixth wife. He looks like a little crushed frog. The billionaire, remember the Seago mine that where all those miners were killed? And this billionaire that owned it actually got on TV and said, would people please send me money to help the poor widows of the people who've been killed in the mines. And I said, so do we send the money to your place in the Hamptons or your Park Avenue condo or your place in Beverly Hills? So I guess, like I say, so become a trophy wife to one of the billionaires. They're doing okay.
All right, caller. That was a great question, Lab. We'll put you on hold. You can give us that news tip. We're going to come back and talk to Frank, George, Trey, and others. Maybe we'll keep Greg 15 into the next hour so he can also tell us about some of the new stories he's working on and his book. But we'll get to all your calls straight ahead and a ton of news. I'm Alex Jones. Again, Infowars.com. Spread it like the four winds.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Greg Palast is with us. This is a final segment. He's got to go, taking a few final calls here. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for taking my call. Greg Palast, I understand, broke the news of the link between the Bush family and the Bin Ladens in a UK newspaper. Is that right?
Yeah, in The Guardian and in BBC Nightly News, Newsnight.
Okay. Now, you know, it's very interesting. You know, in order to believe the official story of 9/11, you kind of have to be a coincidence theorist, because the Bush family always seems to be involved in a lot of these major historical events. You know, I was wondering, do you know that the Bush family was connected to the Hinckley family?
No, I didn't.
And the Bush family was connected to, who was it? I think the wife, the family of the wife of Oswald, too, I believe. In fact, I think they were having dinner with him a couple nights before the assassination of JFK, and I believe a similar type relationship between the Bush family and the Hinckleys, and I rarely hear that talk.
Yeah, that was in the Denver Post about the Hinckleys and the dinner.
Okay, go ahead. Question.
These 28 pages that Representative Walter Jones in North Carolina keeps springing up and whatnot, you know, he's going through the channels, the proper channels and everything, but if he's not given the authority, you know, they say that the American people and our representatives have no standing to know what actually happened on 9/11. Don't our representatives actually have a duty then to break free of that? And I mean, don't they have a duty?
Yeah, they're using national security to cover up. Greg, comments on that.
I remember when they tried during the war in Vietnam to stop the publication of the Pentagon Papers, and one courageous senator, Mike Gravel of Alaska, grabbed the document and read it into the Congressional Record nonstop, 20 hours, I believe, he sat there, you know, with the real story that they wouldn't tell us about Vietnam. He said, this is America's story. It doesn't belong to that elite group of spooks, spies, and people sending our kids into the jungle. This is our story. So he read it in the Congressional Record, and then he lost his reelection. He was punished for it. They got him. So you just need maybe a congressman who's ready to say, I prefer the truth over my job, to grab some of these documents and just read them in the Congressional Record and say, you know, in the halls of Congress— And unless they actually want to walk in and arrest someone while they're in Congress, that'd be tough. But we need someone like that. We need another Mike Gravel to stand up and say, I'm going to make these documents public. I don't care if that's the end of my career. It was.
All right, Frank, thanks. I don't have time to get to the other callers. I'll go to you, but Greg's got to go. GregPalast.com. Briefly, tell us about your latest book.
Well, we have Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, and it's really the story that they don't want to tell you about the billionaires who are basically rigging our elections. You know, and by the way, they're not Democrats or Republicans. You don't bet on horses when you can own the whole darn track, right? You own the racetrack, not
that's
the
like
horse.
The Koch brothers. I mean, they fund both parties. I'm always hearing it's a Republican conspiracy.
I have a lot about the Koch brothers, but from a very different angle. Like when you talk about the XL pipeline, everyone's talking about, XL pipeline in terms of global warming and stuff. Forget all that issue. Why are we running a pipeline for oil into Texas. I understand Texas has a little bit of oil. So why are we sending oil all the way from Canada across our country to Texas? The answer is on the Gulf Coast. You do have the Koch brothers bought out the Sun oil refineries, which were buying oil from Venezuela at $105 a barrel when they can get it from Canada for $70. So it's all about a couple billionaires who are going to make a whole big load of money. And people are saying, oh, those Republican Koch brothers, they're running everything. Well, you know what? David Koch was going to run for governor as a Democrat from Kansas.
I know. It's just this conspiracy theory that, you know, if I don't want to turn my guns in, I work for the Koch brothers. It's just this mindless thing people bleep that they run everything. Thank you so much, Greg Palast.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I'm going to go back to your phone calls and a lot of economic and political news and U.S. news I haven't gotten to yet, but I spent much of the first hour playing clips of Megyn Kelly, Bill O'Reilly, Barack Obama, and others saying, look, the vaccines are totally safe. You will not get sick if you take them. You absolutely need to take them. And then we showed here on air the actual Merck handout that says it can give you diabetes, kill you, and give you measles as one of the common side effects. And that it is vaccinated workers at Disneyland that were actually spreading the garbage. We showed this. We went over it. We documented it. For everybody out there so that they could see it clearly for themselves. Now, that's a big deal that they're lying like that. Well, they're not giving up, ladies and gentlemen. They are continuing now because they know that they're in deep trouble. The system is doubling down. And they've now had MSNBC and Rachel Maddow and others come out and attack Rand Paul for daring, Dr. Rand Paul, for saying people have a right to not take vaccines. Of course, his dad's also a medical doctor as well, Dr. Ron Paul. And it's because they just have some basic morals, folks. They know how dangerous the vaccines are. They know what's in the inserts. They're not just going to go along with the system and lie. And there's a Washington Free Beacon article, Rand Paul, mandatory vaccines, first steps to martial law. This is medical martial law. That is what the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act is. Obama's executive orders on forced inoculations. And they're trying to act like you're a criminal. You're going to make someone else sick if you haven't been vaccinated. If you've been vaccinated against the flu and it's so effective, how am I going to get you sick? It's just not true. It's not true, but that's why I like Rand Paul. This isn't rhetoric calling it martial law. Nobody forcibly inoculates. I mean, that is serious tyranny. And they're trying to just slip it in there like it's no big deal. And they've got Rachel Maddow, Obama, Fox News, Bill O'Reilly, all of them attacking anybody that tells the truth. They're just like, there are no side effects. It's totally safe and it will protect you. You will not get the measles if you get this shot. All pure bull. Doesn't protect you, can give you the measles. Super dangerous. One of the most dangerous is the MMR around the world. On and on and on. And they're already now so bold, they're giving kids flu shots in public schools. I used to hear this and I couldn't prove it. Now it comes out in the news. Oh, yeah, this school gave all the kids flu shots, said they were mistaken, didn't know parents hadn't signed consent for them. Oh, we took your 12-year-old to get an abortion. Sorry, we didn't ask. Government is just more and more doing what they want to do. The vaccine companies are secretive, they have liability protection, and they have a swath of carnage behind them, worse than a major war. So let's go ahead and go to this Fox News clip as they, excuse me, Fox was attacking as well, this MSNBC clip. Notice how they're unified, just like every commercial at the Super Bowl was bashing men, and oh, I'm sorry you had a baby boy, and you know, it's bad that guys are good at sports. And I mean, it was just totally crazy. This is unified propaganda. You can tell a lot about the establishment's agenda. Who would take vaccines knowing this government's history of secret experimentation through vaccines? Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
I'm sorry. Quiet,
calm down a bit here, Kelly. Let me answer the question. The whole point of this legislation is that money has been accumulating. Much money has been actually inverting, and people are reincorporating because the tax code in our country is not encouraging money to come home. So this is to lower a tax rate, to bring more money home, and to take that new money, some of the tax revenue, and put it into the highway fund. I think this is a win-win-win. You lower a tax rate, you bring in more revenue, and you're actually able to plug a hole we have in our highway trust fund.
What people want, Senator, is for you to make this permanent. Why not just make it 6.5% period? The problem is that
Let me answer the question before you get going. I'm for permanent. I am for making it permanent. I'd even go lower on the rate. But this is a bipartisan proposal, so I don't get everything I want. The other side doesn't get everything they want. But this is how Washington can work together, where you have a Republican and Democrat who have to accept something in the middle, and we get something that's much better than what we have right now. So my druthers would be a lower rate and have it for forever. But the thing is I have to compromise to get something that'll actually get to the president.
All right, let's go ahead and shut that down. We've moved into the new studio, and we've gotten really good in the other studio, but we're having some problem with the scrubbing of clips, because there'll be like a 10-minute clip, and then we just play at the start. But we'll boil that down and find that specific part of them going after. But there's a whole other clip on Infowars.com that is the actual clip of Rachel Maddow attacking Rand Paul for saying and then she plays the clip of him talking about vaccines. So if any of the radio listeners want to see that, it's up on Infowars.com. It's a newer story. There's another story on Infowars.com that we got the clip from. It's Rand Paul snaps at hostile CNBC host slanted full of distortions video. So that's the one you got right there. It's the other video. Let's go ahead and go to some phone calls here. Trey in Florida. Trey, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. First time caller. Thank you for taking my call. My question would be to Greg, if he's still there.
No, he had to go. So just go ahead and make your point or your question.
Yeah. Real quick, the question today with our borders and the whole thing. What's the latest on the Amero and the U.S. dollar, the Canadian dollar, and the Mexico peso?
They were bringing me an article. I missed that last part of what you said.
That's okay. The question is, the Amero in today's world, what's the latest on that since we've got our borders open?
Well, the Amero was just something at an SPP North American Union meeting that was discussed and kicked around that became a viral news story about 12 years ago. They already have dollarization with the Canadian money and the Mexican peso in exchanges, and they're already coming out with a hemispheric ID card that's already in place. They're in the news talking about getting rid of passports and just having a North American passport. So how they get us there can be debated, but we're going into that global government. But right now, the dollar is the world reserve currency. What most of the experts and people running things say at Davos and what leaks out of Bilderberg is they're just going to keep all the world's currencies but have them pegged to a digital number tied to SDRs, strategic drawing rights. And that's already the supranational money that the insiders use that they just create out of fiat. And then that's seen as money that then can be cashed in for euros or dollars or yens or yuans or rubles or pesos. And so we're already under this global government where we basically pay most of our taxes into the central government. And then that's paid as payments on the derivatives that weren't even our debts, but that we were signed on to. So that's basically where the Amero is going.
Okay, so you don't see the Amero coming in to play then?
Well, they're all, actually, yes. It's just not going to be called the Amero. That was just the Amero was talked about in Money Magazine and promoted at some globalist confabs to kind of test the waters with people. It was just a discussion of this could be our version of the euro, but we're just going directly to a global system based on carbon taxes and a money transfer tax and a wellhead tax. But so we see a wellhead tax, a Tobin tax, and some others.
It's all going to SDRs.
That currently is the dominant system, and what they've... I mean, when we send packages overseas with USPS Postal Service, it's already denominated in SDRs. Our money is transferred in to SDRs to ship something to, say, Germany.
Fantastic. On another quick note, I want to thank your fellow patriots and the people come on your show, the sponsors and your products. I have used your products in the past, and very good. And the other one, last week we talked about the affiliates and the billboards here. And I like that. That's a good idea. I'd like to participate in that in the future.
Well, thank you. We've put the designs up on the website. We're going to simplify that and create a focal point for folks to be able to go and take different designs and put a billboard up in their area. We're going to create a little link on the shopping cart where people can donate towards us directly putting up billboards. Our infrastructure is so small, and we're getting our organizational skills together right now and our issues worked out. But overall, we're running pretty well. It's almost daunting to take on a new organizational task. Some things are really easy. To put out a big viral story that really affects things, we're able to do that. We've gotten good at that. Launching new programs and new things is why sometimes I don't adopt a lot of the great ideas that listeners come up with. But the billboard one is certainly doable. We will start moving along in that direction. Thank you so much, sir. We're going to go to break, come back and talk to George and Dave and Alex and Alan and many others. Folks want to talk about vaccines. They wanted to ask Greg Palast how far back the conspiracy goes. He doesn't even really call it a conspiracy, even though it is a conspiracy of a bunch of big banks, but we'll get your take on that. Well, we'll get into the police state with another caller, Alex. Dave wanted to talk to Greg Palast, but he's gone. We can talk about the takedown of Saudi Arabia as well. And we will get that Rand Paul clip for you so we can go over that. We have some other clips that are going to be coming up today. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the main websites. You can also follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. But whatever you do, spread the word about your local AM and FM affiliates. They're precious. By the way, folks, we're going to go to this clip there's a couple clips in it of MSNBC attacking Rand Paul. Fox News is doing it as well. They're attacking Chris Christie for daring to say, yeah, you don't have to take vaccines. You never have had to. They're like, yes, you do. It's the law. They're engaged in a mass deception. But the Washington Free Beacon, I didn't realize that the interview they're pointing at where Senator Paul was not senator yet and warned of martial law was in 2009 with an interview with InfoWars. That mandatory vaccines for illnesses such as swine flu could be the early step towards martial law, and said the procedures have a long history of lethal side effects. We're going to play that clip coming up later. I want to go back to your calls, George and others, but first, here is the MSNBC host attacking him and laughing. It's all a confidence game. You don't want vaccines. Now look at the measles. Look at the measles. Look at the me-nanny-nanny boo-boo. Stick your head in red tape. Meanwhile, the insert, nanny-nanny boo-boo, says it can make you get measles. Understand that? So it's all about posturing without having any real info. Here's the problem the system has. Dumb down masses that just go off who wears the best tie or who postures the most don't matter in the final equation. They sit in the corner and drool. It's thinking people that end up actually running society if we ever realize that and stop taking the orders of the globalists. So people know, you're blaming me for you getting the flu when you had the flu shot, Dumbo? I thought it protected you, jackass. It's time to get back in their face. They're trying to bully us into medical tyranny. That's what Obamacare is a bunch of forced inoculations, rationing of care. This is the same government that puts troops on secret no treatment lists to die. They don't have the moral authority to tell us anything with their history of secret testing and the rest of it. It's sick. It's a sick joke. Man, these people make me want to throw up. Let's go to the clip. Go to the clip.
I have to begin by asking, did you really just say to Laura Ingraham that you think most vaccines in this country should be, quote, voluntary?
Well, I guess being for freedom would be really unusual. I don't understand the point, why that would be controversial.
Senator, maybe you're not aware, but there's a huge problem right now with Disney theme parks having to close down because of mumps, not enough children being vaccinated against measles, mumps, and rubella because their parents, for whatever reason, have decided that it is voluntary. And I can tell you plenty of the people who I work with are really concerned about their kids getting sick at school.
Hit pause. She's a media whore. She's there to whore out the American people and sell us lies. In fact, she's not a whore. She's a pimp.
A lot of us are really concerned up here. We're really scared right now that Disney, the measles, we might get red spots on us. Oh, my gosh.
Meanwhile, the outbreak was caused by vaccinated people. Do you hear me, you dumb lady? Go back to the clip. Sorry.
I think vaccines are one of the greatest medical breakthroughs that we had. I'm a big fan and a great fan of the history of the development of the smallpox vaccine, for example. But, for most of our history, they have been voluntary. So I don't think I'm arguing for anything out of the ordinary. We're arguing for what most of our history has had.
I understand that you're all for the choice, but again, if we're left in a situation where, you know, diseases that were once almost wiped out are now coming back because people are deciding not to vaccinate their...
Hey, lady, leprosy's back in the U.S., hundreds of cases. You gonna blame that on me? You gonna come up with some leprosy shot? Drug immune TB spreading out of precious Latin America. Why don't you go live down there and sit in a shack and crap in the corner, lady? You want us to live like that? You want us to pay for all these people who are spreading all these diseases and you shoot your mouth off and we need a bunch of shots? And yes, vaccines are a great medical development. The problem is the New World Order runs them and jacks them full of stuff and is pushing way too many of them on people. And we got warehouses everywhere, a little boys that can't talk and are in diapers for the rest of their life. You realize you're signing on to a system of murder, you little piece of trash, tramp, filth, scum woman, you arrogant piece of garbage? I'm sick of all you people up there lecturing us. She's the type of woman that wants Super Bowl ads to say, sorry you had a boy. All a bunch of pinhead cult members. Because all she cares about is being the boss. A lot of us are scared up here, Senator. We want you to... Here, let's go back to it.
Kids, isn't that a problem?
Isn't that a problem?
I think public awareness of how good vaccines are for kids and how they are good for public health is a great idea. You know, we just appointed a surgeon general. These are some of the things that we should promote as good for our health. But I don't think there's anything extraordinary about resorting to freedom. I'll give you a good example. You know, the hepatitis B vaccine is now given to newborns. We sometimes give 5 and 6 vaccines all at one time. I chose to have mine delayed. I don't want the government telling me that I have to give my newborn hepatitis B vaccine, which is transmitted by sexually transmitted disease and or blood transfusion.
We're going to go to break. This is very powerful, but... Again, we have his old transcript from our show where he says that most of these things should be outlawed. They're deadly. So, I mean, Rand Paul knows what's going on. He's a good guy. He's a listener. Stay with us.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Just to keep it coming. Too many cancer viruses. I mean, it's on record the polio vaccine for 40-something years had a virulent, deadly form of cancer virus that ended up killing most people that developed cancers. SV40. And I got to sit up there and watch Megyn Kelly and that other stupid globalist operative. They're not stupid. Everyone knows that this stuff's deadly. Everyone knows it's totally safe to take the vaccine. Everyone knows it totally protects you. Everyone knows it's just crazy that you don't want to have forced inoculations. And Senator Paul goes, well, it's never been the law before. But see, they're acting like it's the law. They're hoaxing and lying. And man, I get mad, folks, because I bet you a lot of cashola that most of those people do not take those shots and wouldn't get near them. I've had 3 children, and every time the nurses start pushing vaccines, and by the end of it, they go, listen, I know, I'm just told to do this. I don't take them. My kids don't get them. I agree. You wouldn't believe the adverse reactions we've seen. I go, what, Guillain-Barre? People having convulsions? And even though the nurses always know who I am, every time they've known who I am, they go, how do you know all this stuff? See, because it's weird that I know what it does. It's weird I know it gives you pancreatitis in many cases. It's weird I know that that then gives you diabetes and they lie and say it's type 1. No, it's not type 1. It's not genetic. It's like I shoot you in the heart and go, it's genetic. You had a heart attack. No, I just shot you with a .357 Magnum in the heart. It just blew your ventricles apart. You're dead. I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I'm going to go to George, and I'm going to go to Dave, and I'm going to go to Alex and Alan and everybody else. And it's not an act when I get up here and get angry. I work as hard as I can not to do this and not to say mean things. But, I mean, I know I'm right. And, I mean, you got people in a concerted fraud effort lying and saying Dr. Wakefield was discredited when he never was. There's literally hundreds and hundreds of studies. You've got CDC and Merck whistleblowers last year. I mean, one of them was the head scientist and saying, we covered it up. I really apologize. It's giving kids autism. And then he broke down crying at the press club. Because, you know, hurting people, you want to get right with God. You want to repent. I mean, from a distance, watching these people be involved in hurting children, I mean, what is God-fearing? You could say, I know Buddhists and people that are afraid to do anything wrong because of karma. And they have the same look that I've seen in Christians' eyes. They don't want to do something wrong. It's not just because they don't want to get in trouble. It's like your very flesh or your very soul inside your flesh recoils from wanting to hurt an innocent person. The problem is not a problem. It's natural. It's holy. I mean, it's what we were designed to do. I do not feel squeamish when somebody's hurting an innocent person. Then I've got the power and the will to gouge their eyeballs out. The problem is that you're not supposed to do that in the modern society. That's why a lot of these criminals get away with stuff. So I'll do it in the information war. I will gouge their eyeballs out with the truth. I'm sick of these people. Get off the children. Stop hurting them right now. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, said it's better for you to tie a millstone around your neck and throw it in the ocean than to hurt children. And I'm sick of you people hurting people's minds, hurting. And when Christ talked about the children, he means small children, the mentally retarded, the old, the infirm, taking advantage of those that can't stand up for themselves. And then posing that you're the liberals that care about everybody is pure sin. And I'm not up here on some high horse. But, you know, some woman that runs around on her husband or some man that does it or somebody that drinks too many beers or somebody that has a temper. Yeah, that's sin. And it's wrong and people should repent. But I love how the corrupt are the ones. I knew this guy that owned a payday loan chain around Texas. And he lived down the road from me. And he was always coming up to my car and stuff and telling me how my show wasn't Christian here, wasn't Christian there. And one day I looked at him, and we ended up moving out of there. And I said, listen, buddy, you own a payday loan sharking operation. Do not... Christ beat people with whips that are in your business. You are committing one of the worst sins out there. Don't you lecture me. Get that beam out of your eye. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? I am sick of you people. I am sick of you people. I am sick of you hypocrite, thief, liars. Get off your high horse, okay? Get off of it. Stand up for people. Stand up. This Republican Congress passed the bill to ban partial birth abortion last year because they didn't have the Senate. It didn't pass 2 weeks ago because they had the Senate, and that would have embarrassed the Senate to shoot it down. So the House did it. Safety in numbers. They thought it wouldn't be noticed. They called it a problem. Oh, we couldn't get it right. Let me tell you how you get it right. They do a cesarean on those women. They can pay them $30,000 to $50,000 or more. There are groups that want to adopt those children, but nobody even tells those women. I've told women that have had abortions, and I've talked to folks that work in these Christian missions. We have the billboards up, both the Protestant and Catholic groups saying they're pregnant, need help. They'll give you a job afterwards. They'll give you $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Whole nine yards not to kill that baby. And to a woman, when they talk to these women who have already had abortions, they didn't know. You mean I don't have to go in a dirty Planned Parenthood and have this baby killed? You mean I could have had this baby and I could have gotten paid a year or two salary and not had this on my conscience and not had a double cancer risk for uterine or other forms of reproductive cancer? You mean I could have done that? I'm not on some high horse. I'm a sinner, ladies and gentlemen. I'm bad. And compared to average people, they'd say, you're a really moral guy. Really good. Well, still, I'm evil. I can feel it. Okay, I can tune into all of it. I get it. I know the enemy's mind. Most people, I don't think, can tune into what these people are into. I'm able to get in their mind. I've studied it historically, the whole nine yards. And I talk about it's like a proximity alarm. And my soul, my discernment, God's hand on me, and let me tell you, that is a humbling experience. Anybody who's been in the presence, as we all are, but intensely of the Spirit of God, it's very humbling because you feel so dirty in God's presence. God's all around us. But that's why I'm not an arrogant person. I come off as arrogant because I'm very confident and very aggressive because I'm very upset. Because it's like a proximity alert. When I look at these arrogant, narcissistic, full of themselves, New World Order people, who know they're lying and don't care about all the bad things they're doing and all their fake consternation putting down good people. The fact that they're such losers and such traitors and such scum hurts my heart. And the proximity switch in me just feels how much danger they're in. And I just go, don't do it. Don't sign on to it. Because let me tell you, ripping people off through finance, cheating hardworking people, raising taxes on poor people. The temple was a money manipulation, money changer, fractional reserve banking scam, and it was targeting poor people that believed they had to go to the temple to make the sacrifice or they'd go to hell. And so it was bankers taking over the church, and Christ beat them with a whip and overturn the tables. I'm just telling you, that's as bad as it gets, except for hurting kids. And you people that run the New World Order, that's all you're into because you're of your father, the devil. I mean, you people really are working for the devil. And you can say the devil isn't real all day. You know the devil's real. You know it's real. You know there's a force. There's a good force, and there's a bad force in the universe. And it is disgust and horror and rage, I feel, when I look at you in all your enjoyment. Let me tell all these MSNBC and Fox News people something, and you know this deep inside. That's why you don't like me. God is going to break you. God is going to make you beg. And everything you've done to children, everything you've been a party to that you thought you'd get away with, you're going to be revisited 1,000 times. And not just you, your family. That's not a threat from Alex Jones. Vengeance belongs to God. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You got God to deal with. And let me tell you something, all you fake Pharisee preachers up there that won't warn your flock, won't tell them what's going on, you know what you got to deal with too. Because when you stand before God, just like you do right now, your spirit is already standing before God. But when you're fully in the presence, you know how that hammer is going to come down on you. You know it. And whether you believe in entities or not, you need to understand something. humans have manifested this over and over again in every civilization, good and evil. And we know where evil leads. And we know temporally in this dimension, any sapien could tell you this, that the path we're on leads to abomination, death, humiliation, sorrow, starvation, dead people in the ditch, and just hordes of flies. Flies accompany dead meat. And great judgment is coming down on this country. We've killed 55 million babies. We'll be lucky if God doesn't kill 200 million Americans. That's why the elite are so scared and always trying to build armored compounds and live out in the countryside and have private jetways to escape at a minute's notice, because they know their spirit, even if they're not God-fearing, they can feel the judgment. They can feel the universal equilibrium of balance, looking at what they've done and realizing that they're going to get it. Now, the Washington Free Beacon dug this up. It's Rand Paul, mandatory vaccines, first step to martial law. And this is just out today, but it's from an interview with the senator, before he was a senator, with Rand Paul. So let's go ahead and go to this interview from InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, I mean, the first sort of thing you see with martial law is mandates, and they're talking about making it mandatory. I worry because the last flu vaccine we had in the 1970s, more people died from the vaccine than died from the swine flu. I think you have to use your brain, but I think every individual should be allowed to make that choice. For example, 20 years ago, my parents gave me smallpox vaccine, and I would do it again. You know, smallpox was an awful disease, and the vaccine wiped smallpox out of civilization, basically. The only people left with it are bioterrorism labs that have smallpox. I would have also taken the polio vaccine. I know a lot of people had polio, and we stopped it. But am I going to take the swine flu vaccine? Unlikely, until I'm certain that it's safe, and I'm not going to have my kids take it until I know it's safe. But I'm not absolutely saying that I won't take the vaccine, but I say you have to be careful. You have to weigh the risks of the disease versus the risks of the vaccine. But I'm not going to tell people who think it's a bad idea that they have to take it, because everybody should be allowed to make their own healthcare decisions. And that's the problem with allowing more and more government. There was a vaccine about 3 years ago for rotavirus. It's a diarrhea type virus for children. They started giving the vaccine, but kids started dying from a blockage in their intestine, which they linked to the vaccine, but it took them 6 months to figure this out. And meanwhile, they had already talked about making it mandatory. The whole problem is not necessarily good versus bad on vaccines. It's whether it should be mandatory or the individual makes the decision. And sometimes you want to not be the first one to get a new procedure. You want to see if it works well before you choose.
That guy should be president. That's us interviewing him on the Nightly News, a TV interview here in Austin, Texas. That's the real Rand Paul, not the one that's trying to play politics. But he's a good guy, great guy. And, yeah, I would take the polio vaccine as well, except my mother got polio. My grandmother got polio from it right after she took it 3 weeks later. And she got the strain she was inoculated for. I mean, that's the problem, is that it's an impure science, and then the globalists have immunity, they're protected, and they have another agenda and have been caught spiking the vaccines. He's now going to be demonized for that video. You'll probably see this become a big issue during the campaign. Oh, my gosh, he's so horrible. He just gave a real historical, researched, factual analysis. Isn't that terrible? Everything he said was true. You need to really think through this, folks. Just like he said on MSNBC, he said, why do we give kids a sexually transmitted disease shot, hepatitis, when it's such a harsh vaccine? All right, I appreciate everybody holding. Let's go to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I had a question for Greg, but since he took off, it was basically on how historically they maybe give information to something like Joseph Stiglitz, what type of information they really give them. Maybe they don't realize that this has been going on for a long time. But maybe the better question, since you got off on this religious tangent, I was into a religious spiritual state when I got a message that said if 100 Americans would at least repent for all the things that have happened, whether the abortions, the wars, the senseless wars that we killed millions, that things would change radically. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I had this when I was in church, and it kept coming back. And maybe it would be worth the Americans start to repent, at least, even whether they believe it or not. If 100 Americans could get it, maybe 1,000 Americans then would try to do it.
Well, my dad's always said that. We should have a national day to repent that doesn't, for our real crimes, not hijacked by a bunch of glitter bug prostitute preachers. We need to just have a day where people privately repent and don't have some big thing on the mall and, you know, we got some messianic leader up there. We need to just privately, like Christ said, I repent every day. I mean, I just do. And that's what my spirit feels like doing, because even though the average person would say I'm a very moral person, even studying this stuff to fight it is dirty. I mean, it's just, I'm immersed in evil, and I just can't believe these people wantonly want to serve evil. I just cannot figure it out. I mean, I know why they do it. It's just that it's so disgusting. Anything else, sir? Good points.
Yes, I was curious. I mean, I've been researching these banksters, how they manipulated the whole World War II situation all the way from 1918.
Oh, yeah, our government put Hitler in. It's a fact.
Though, I mean, I get it that the Zionists wanted the whole situation to happen so they could push everybody to Israel, and they didn't want certain types of Jews to be in the club type of thing. But why did they go after the Poles, for example, the intellectuals of the Poles? Was that similar to what they wanted to destroy Germany completely and turn it into an agricultural state? But is it that the reason why they went after the Poles?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of factions, but yeah, the Rothschilds made people pay to get out of Germany. Alex Jones here, back live. Well, I told you the White House run Media Matters monitors us with at least 5 people in live time. They've said that. The George Soros-funded organization. They got leaked to Politico a few years ago. They like to infiltrate operations and destroy them from within. It's an intelligence operation of the banking cartels. Within 30 minutes of us talking about it, it's now on their website. Rand Paul's Alex Jones problem. See, they phrase it like, ooh, it's a problem that he was so eloquent on the dangers of vaccines, but also said that they were a major medical breakthrough that are a cost-benefit analysis. I mean, it's so presidential, what he had to say. So slick, so smooth, so accurate. Instead, it's like, oh, look, you're discredited. You're associated with Alex Jones, and you got Fox News attacking me. Because they know, folks, we're the model that will bring them down. I mean, it's sensational that Megyn Kelly says there's no side effects or danger and that you cannot get the measles if you take the measles vaccine. And then it can give you 2 different types of measles, one of which can kill you on the insert. We covered this for a whole hour. He's a medical doctor, folks. He knows this. His dad's talked about it on air. I mean, it's a fact. The swine flu killed 10,000 plus people. Swine flu vaccine. I was a little kid when it was happening. My grandmother got polio 3 weeks after taking the polio vaccine and got the strain she was shot up for. Do you understand my grandmother has been on crutches since the 1950s because of you people? And it turned out Sock knew it had all that garbage in it. They cover up their mistakes. You know, it was in the London Guardian about 6 years ago that the German elite, the German government and British government and others, take, quote, clean or safe vaccines. I want access to those. I want what David Rockefeller gets. Instead, it's like Alex Jones is a caveman that lives in a cave, and he's really scared, and he doesn't think vaccines work. He thinks they got a secret vaccine fund. They got secret courts to cover this stuff up. It's a wasteland. How many medical doctors like Blaylock do I have to get on to break this down, or Sherry Tenpenny? And this is now going to be the big fight, folks. They're making it the big fight. Not the open borders, not all the illegals being brought in with diseases. Vaccination debate flares in GOP presidential alarming medical experts. Measles proves delicate issue for GOP field. I would advise Rand Paul and others to own this and come out and say, yeah, I'm a medical doctor. I've seen a lot of the horrors of bad vaccines. And we need to, you know, we're giving kids way more than we ever given them. It's never been mandatory. I believe in some vaccines, but, you know, we need to just stop having liability protection because there's just too many problems. We need watchdogs, consumer protection, just like we have on everything else. And there is labeling of the vaccines, but no one's given the labeling. You want GMO labeling? How about this? How about you read all the ways it can kill you? Okay? How about that? How it's linked to allergies and heart problems and everything else. I mean, you can read where they admit it. They tell you, this can kill you. Then they try to hide it from you. We're going to go to break, come back, take a few calls in overdrive from Dave on Saudi Arabia, Joseph and Alan at least. We'll try to get to Anthony. We'll get to Alan, Joseph, and Dave. Briefly, it is the last day. Yesterday was supposed to be the last day. This is the last day. We're extending it until the end of the show, maybe 2:30 today. Got 30 minutes. Free shipping on all the great water filtration systems of the very best out there. The Pro Pure G2 Gravity Fed Stainless Steel. 10% off promo code WATER and free shipping. Nobody can beat that deal. That is the lowest deal by light years. The Pro One free shipping. It's an excellent lower cost filtration system. We got a shower filters, reverse osmosis. Shop with the good guys, ladies and gentlemen, and help fund this operation. We don't come with a gun like the government and take the money from you with the property tax or whatever. We're just here saying if you believe in us, we try to bring in high-quality products. Shop with us, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And this is the last day to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, like 45% off, basically, and to share that with friends and family as well, PrisonPlanet.tv. And thank you all for your support. We'll go to break, come back, and take a few calls. For most stations, the show is over. God bless you all.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Fix bayonets.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive.
All right.
With your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm going to break down all the documents. I already did a lot of it here, but I'm going to neurotically just give you whistleblowers, documents, just all the horrible things, the cancer viruses, the troops dying from the smallpox and anthrax shots. That's all coming up tonight, Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. And who's hosting the main news tonight? Leanne McAdoo, but I'll be on the show with her. Dave, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
How you doing there, Al?
Doing all right, brother.
I just wanted to ask you a few questions. The Super Bowl ads, do you think they were set up for Hillary? And also, do you think that all the gold we used to have in the Federal Reserve has been given to the World Bank? And then everything that's going on in the Middle East, do you think that ISIS is selling the oil to Saudi, which is helping bring down the price of oil? And do you also think, since the king is gone, do you think, since they have this other guy in, do you think that World Bank is trying to take everything underneath of them and back it with our gold, the European gold, and instead of the petrodollar, be the petro SDR?
Dave, I think you should host the show. I mean, I think all of that is accurate, and I agree with you, and we know the Saudis are getting some of the oil. As if the West couldn't block bank accounts or shut that down. I mean, they've empowered them to do this. But I forgot your first question. What was your first one?
Do you think all the ads that were going on?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's all part of that agenda. Like, vote for her because she's a woman. Even though she's a big fat liar and a criminal and does all this horrible stuff, you know, vote for women, a leap forward for women. By every metric, you know, women and men are just being enslaved. And so don't vote for somebody because of what they stand for. Vote for them because they're black or they're white or they're a woman. No. I'd vote for a black woman right now if she sounded like Ron Paul. I don't care. I'd love it. But I'm not going to vote for a woman or a black guy if they, you know, act like, you know, Mao Zedong or something. And, you know, it just comes down to what they stand for. And it's sick. But, yes, this is all part of this agenda that men have done something wrong. Men have to be kept in line. Men are bad people. Thank you, Dave. Great points. Weren't really questions. It was a great point in the form of a question. Alan in Ohio, thank you for holding.
Hi, Alex. I recently went to the doctor and got my flu shot. A few hours later, my feet went numb, and a week later, I got the flu.
Yep. So you got a little Guillain-Barré. Well, at least you're not like a lot of folks and end up getting paralyzed and then dying.
And the doctor said it was a bad batch. Do you think it was a bad batch, or...
They always just say that. I mean, you had a better doctor to admit it was a vaccine, but yeah, you got a bad batch. Kind of like, you know, if you bought some cigarettes and got lung cancer, it must have been a bad batch. No, they're all bad. These companies are bad, the big vaccine makers. There are limited runs done by select specialty companies that license it from the big guys. And you can get what they think are safer vaccines that the elites take. The elites all over the world do not take the vaccines we take. And I would love access to them. I would still do a cost-benefit analysis. There's still some problems. But it's not the vaccines we're dodging, folks. It's what they're adding to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, now I wouldn't take a vaccine if my life depended on it after that.
In fact, guys, for the special report, find me the articles about the, quote, special vaccines the elite get. Thank you. I want to show that Monsanto has, you know, its own cafeterias that don't have GMO in them. And then it's in the news today that 90-something percent of Monsanto shareholders voted against, in a study, voted against labeling. I mean, it's just crazy. Look at this. Obama wants more money for military spy satellites, lasers, and space fence. But meanwhile, Obama puts limited restrictions on NSA spying. Yeah, and he gave you free health care, too, right? All right, I'm sorry I'm out of time for Joseph and Anthony. If you call me back tomorrow and tell them you were on hold, we'll put you to the head of the line. God bless you. Pretty powerful broadcast today. I think I got mad, so now I'm exhausted. But we'll see how it all turns out on the nightly news this evening, 7 o'clock Central. I don't claim to have all the answers, but I know this, folks. We got criminals running the show. They're trying to mop up opposition. It's time to stand up and open a can of whoop-ass on them politically.